ABC News, I'm Richard Davies. The man who allegedly killed three people at a Jewish community center and retirement village yesterday is a known white supremacist. The shootings happened in a Kansas City suburb. 73-year-old Fraser Cross is charged. Four KBs from Mosquitoes and Thumb.
Southern Poverty Law Center has been following him for a very, very long time. They say that he spent most of his life in this path. He was even arrested and spent 3 years in prison after the FBI caught him with a large weapons stash in the middle of a plot, they say, to assassinate the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been following him for years.
More than 70 people killed this morning in Abuja, Nigeria. In the capital. Police in Utah are looking for answers from the family of a mother of seven dead babies. Bodies of missing found in cardboard boxes in the garage of a 9-year-old Megan has been charged. New information on last week's fatal black crash in Northern California. We have a stone that four students died.
At least two witnesses say the vet at the rock was already on fire before it hit the charter bus head on. Investigators on scene say
there is no evidence of three-and-a-half fire located at the accident scene on the median or on the highway.
EMTSB's Mark Rosekind says they hope cell phone and dash cam video from a California Highway Patrol vehicle will help clear up when the truck caught fire and a mechanical problem made it careen out of control.
Correspondent Alex Jones reporting from Los Angeles.
This is ABC.
Get a 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm started just $24.97. So, let's worry less. Let's do this smart devices. Alarms that won't turn off, and batteries that won't shirt and protect. Let's do this. Be the work we love, starting just $24.97. Or say, let's do it.
No tires. After all, they suffer as they need. 4 seconds.
That's 800-264-4963.
1-800-530-WSOM or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Permanent color matching cream right where you need it. Then rinse. In 10 minutes, zap those grays and get on with your day. Nice and easy root touch-up.
You can make it if you try. You can make it if you try. Work a little harder.
A little deeper.
Sly and the Family Stone doing that thing on here. You can make it if you try. That's all I want. That's all we want. We want you to try to make it. Because it's going to be hard up under this 3 more years if we keep going the way that we're going. Good morning. This is Tracy and Friends in the morning time. We already have a caller early this morning. We're going to talk about quite a few things today. But since this caller called in and pressed his button or her button right away, I'm going to bring the caller up here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. It is Mornings with Tracy and Friends with Styx, Ben, and myself, Mr. Jeff, sitting right here all in the same chair trying to get it done with mics going everywhere. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we're men around here. We sit in our own chair. Men.
We have the advantage today.
Huh?
We're not outnumbered.
Yeah.
Yeah, but give me that. I'm having her hot flashes for her.
You have to turn down the air. No.
I'm burning up in here. What in the world is going on?
Well, if she doesn't call in, we'll be ahead today then, right?
No, she can't do it.
The men will be.
No, she's going to be tied up.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I thought you told me that Kevin Costner movie was fiction.
What?
That
the Bible. Really, I mean, Noah.
No.
Wait, did they end up losing the Super Bowl again in the end?
No, the Kevin Costner Browns. I thought you said that was fiction.
No, I don't know. I didn't see it.
Well,
I saw it.
It's kind of strange because they both came in dead last.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
I mean, the ratings were terrible for that movie.
Well, okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Because they're going to surprise you this year, finally.
You said that the last 12 years now.
No, I didn't. I said it. No. I said it last year before we got everybody broke up. See, we got our quarterback broke up, which I was glad the first quarterback got broke up. I wish it had been a thing that kept him out all season. Because we needed the other two quarterbacks to make it a real season. And they put that bum back in, and we got really messed up. But, we're talking. Hold on, let me see what this guy wants. Hey, 438, you're in the air.
Hey, Drive, how are you? Hey, everybody.
Good.
Hello.
Not bad. Yes, I went to see that movie of Kevin Costner. I liked it. Some people don't, but I liked it. It was a good movie.
It was. It probably was a good movie. But you called early. You don't never call till the second hour. What's going on?
Well, I called early because I had a huge argument with my girlfriend like this. But it came back to something that I have to say with you that I agree. I can't believe I'm going to say that. I truly feel in our nation that the word responsibility and accountability, it's gone.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I really feel it could be from not take care of yourself money wise, taking yourself in your health, taking care of yourself in this. And I had a really hard time yesterday. I was almost very close to breaking up with her when that got me mad. When she basically said, "You are making me feel bad, even though it's me. The answer is on me. It could be weight, it could be money, it could be anything." But she puts all the responsibility on me, and as a man, I was supposed to take that responsibility, even though that I don't feel as a man I'm supposed to. As a man, I'm not supposed to take your responsibility of what you do in your life. And it comes back to a lot of things that you talk about, and I think that, in the conservative, I truly agree with that. I think we've lost in our nation the word responsibility. I think we've lost in our nation the word being truthful and saying the facts when it is. I think we've went to a point in our society that we are a society that will not accept the truth, conservative or not, and will defend fakeness instead of saying, we have this problem, let's try to find a solution. We'll spend more than 100% on the problem, but we won't spend any percent on the solution. We'll debate on the problem, but we won't debate on finding a solution to resolve that problem. We'll come with all the excuses in the world, who will never find a solution, will always have what they, and that is the biggest problem I see in the United States.
So do you think that by creating all these rules and regulations in the government, that we beat people down to the point where they don't want to take responsibility anymore because they're afraid that if they try to take responsibility, they're going to get slapped down?
Yeah, I think the regulation came up to this because a lot of people stopped taking responsibility of their action, and the government said, you know what, you don't want to do it, so we're going to slap things regulation on you. But if everybody would do it, we wouldn't have regulation. If everybody would say fair is fair, if everybody would say you are a crook when you are a crook and not debate about it, we wouldn't have regulation. We'd have severe laws and saying when you steal, you steal. When you're wrong, you're wrong.
See, I think the other way around, and when we're talking personal responsibility, we need to be on the same page. I think an awful lot of people don't want to take risks and don't want to try to better themselves and expand because they're afraid of getting slapped down because of all the government regulations that there are. I read the other day the average American commits 3 felonies a day that they have no idea they've committed.
Wow. Well, what did I do now?
Yeah, what did I do now?
What's that, Stanley?
What did I do? If you're saying I did three offense.
I think the
word responsibility is not part of the vocabulary. That's what brought us to having the fattest country in the world. That's what brought us to be where we are now money-wise, because we learned the word responsibility, accountability. We've learned that. We've lost that. We used to be that. We've lost that.
I got to agree with you there. I mean, we don't manage our national finances the way we should. We don't. We think money grows on trees, I think.
Well, Stanley, what's going on is the things that are going on are not for you. You're a person that does at least look at what you do, and you come to the conclusions by yourself what you think and what you believe. Most people are run by the news media. They run with anything that they're told. I have an idiotic discussion going on my Facebook now about Dade County down in Florida. Well, Dade County in Florida decided not to provide restrooms at polling locations. And see, now, one of my friends, did you look at what your GOP did? And the idiotic banter that comes with this. The thing is people don't know, first of all boards of elections have a balance. Nothing can be done unless the Democrats and Republicans agree. They're balanced. So you don't have anybody suppressing your vote through the Board of Elections like they accused Ken Blackwell of a few years ago, which was absolutely, absolutely idiotic. Now, you got here it goes. The Board of Elections doesn't use their own locations to get things done. You know what they use? They have to use a school, a library, some church, whoever. And since these places weren't handicapped, the handicapped people were saying you need to make provisions for the handicapped. Well, you can't go into somebody's somebody else's building you're using and make them make accommodations for handicapped if they don't have the money to do it. So the choice is either you change the location to someplace that's going to be inconvenient for the people. The choice is either make that or take it to a place that's further away from the people that need to come vote. So that's what's going on down in Florida in Dade County and Dade County only. But you got these idiots out here that don't read, that don't know anything, and don't even know that the head of the frickin' Secretary of State in Florida is a Democrat. So now, where's the voter suppression? Think. And like I said, don't challenge me till you know what the hell you're talking about. Good morning, 614. Go ahead.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Uh-huh. I'm feeling that way.
I take it you don't quite understand the Americans with Disability Act.
It doesn't have anything to do with it has nothing to do with the Americans with Disabilities Act because this does not belong to the Board of Elections.
Here's what happened in a nutshell. You had a nonprofit organization have their attorney send a letter to the Board of Elections of Miami-Dade asking them if they're willing to make more accommodations or what they're going to do about accommodating people with disabilities when it comes to restroom policy. So these dumb idiots, instead of saying, well, look into it, they just reiterate what the policy was, which was basically the Board of Elections did not have, it is not their policy to provide restrooms. Okay, for people. So instead of saying, well, look into it, see what we can do, they say, you know what, we're just not going to provide restrooms for anybody. But according to the Americans with Disability Act, when it comes to someone with a disability, if you have a facility that is open to the public, you have to accommodate that person with a disability. I don't care whether it's county, I don't care if it's a library, a school, those are public facilities, or a church. You have to accommodate them.
Diva, what's going to be more important for the election? And this is what the Board of Elections is about. It's not about Americans with disabilities. It's not about the salamander squirrel in Alaska or whatever else. It's not about any of those things. It's about putting on elections. So now it's their prerogative and purview to rule over those elections, and if they want to go ahead and waste the time and not have a location because you're trying to make somebody come up under the Disabilities Act, you tell me where the people need to go vote. You would be raising hell if they put them in a some place that was a little further away from their neighborhood. You know you would. So
again,
now
Jeff,
here it is.
Again.
No, wait a minute. I'm not done. You would be raising hell talking about they ought to keep us from voting and because that's what they told you to think and to say. And so that's what you would be doing. So
again,
now tell me what you're thinking.
Again, you don't understand the Americans with Disability Act. And as
I
someone,
understand
well,
it more
let,
than you
finish,
understand
I,
that I understand
I
it because I had to make facilities comply with that. So don't talk to me about this. You don't know what you're talking about. You never actively worked with it. So now I did. Go ahead.
Excuse me. As someone who falls under the ADA because of my epilepsy and had to fight several times for my right as a person with disability. Don't tell me. I know all about the Civil Rights Commission. I know all about the law because I had to study it since. Secondly, if you know that you had to make accommodations under the ADA as a private citizen, then how is it that this
bring it in, sis. Didn't say anything as a private citizen because I did not have to do anything as a private citizen.
Then I think you need to explain on how you
In the purview of one of my state jobs, I had to make sure that they had things that accommodated. So now,
your state government job, you had to make sure that the ADA was complied with. But you're telling us the Board of Elections, which is a government entity in Miami-Dade County,
the Board of Elections does not own. The vote of elections does not own polling places. They try to get the best. They try to get the best polling places to work for the people. I'll be right back after this.
Sure. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember Charlie Staples barbecue sauce. The full couple of.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office at 330-219-6450.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
If it comes up, it goes out.
Weekdays from 9 to noon, listen to Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that covers the valley issues that matter to you, plus global topics and news of the day. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
And we're back once again. That morning's with Tracy and Friends, and we're talking about all types of things going on, and we're talking about voting locations and who's responsible to supply the porta potties or the whatever, because that's what was suggested on my site by the person that's on the phone now. But here we are on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, and I would suggest to those that are handicapped to not subject yourself to going through the line, because guess what? They'll come out to your car and they'll go and take your poll, take your vote right at the car with you. That's pretty much what they're going to do throughout America. That's what they do. So you can do it both ways. You can stay home and mail your ballot in, or you can go to the polling location and get on them to come outside. They will bring a representative from both Republican and Democrat parties out to your car, and they will allow you to take your vote. There will be no vote coercion, as they will tell you what you can do. It's not necessary for anybody to go through having to supply porta potties for handicapped people. And here it is. We're not going to do foolishness for something that takes 5-10 minutes.
Hey, Jeff, there is a third option.
Uh-huh.
Depends.
Yeah.
Wow.
What does it depend on?
Yeah, well, it depends on whether you got to go.
What does it depend on?
I mean,
wow. Okay.
Wow.
Hey. Okay, we're back in here. Go ahead, Diva.
Under the Americans with Disability Act, you,
uh-huh,
or the person who is being asked to make an accommodation, uh-huh, do not have the right to tell that disabled person what accommodations you're willing to make. It is up for that person who knows their disability, knows their capabilities, to make a suggestion to you. Now, if you cannot do it based on it's going to affect your day-to-day business operations and it's going to be too expensive, then you have to reach a consensus, meaning an agreement with a disabled person. So you're saying, you could just sit out in your car and have someone come out to you so that you can vote. Yeah, that would be neat, but what if they only have about 3 workers? And
No. Diva, don't say stuff that's not true. If they have 3 workers, that means there's only 2 people going to that poll. What you're saying there's no whatever, because I do this. You better believe it.
Hey, I'll solve the problem. Diva, I'll send you a diaper. You can vote wherever you want.
For the past, what year is this? At least 10 to 12 years, Diva, I've been intimately involved in this process. So now, I'm not stupid or ignorant of it. I'm very much clear. And I'm telling you, they will come out to the car and have you vote at your car. Now, I invite anybody else to call me here, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. The Board of Elections cannot, first of all, they have a hard time finding people that want to put up with people trailing through their location all day long. That's number one. So they have a hard time finding really good polling places. So when you hear all this BS about they changed my polling place, well, sometimes that venue doesn't want you to come back anymore. One time I worked at a church for a couple years, then that church did not want to be a polling place anymore. You cannot make them be one. You have to ask them, and when you're talking about asking somebody to do something, you also can't force them to make accommodations for you.
Yes, you can't.
No, you can't. Wait a minute. No, you can't, because all I have to do is say, well, you know what, pound salt, go find another place.
No, you know
and
what?
Then now,
you are correct.
No, Diva. No, see, you're thinking like a Democrat here.
No,
you're
going to
force
someone who understands and knows the law extensively. You're right. I cannot force, the government cannot force a place to become a polling place. But once they make that agreement to become a polling place, if they are asked to accommodate according to the ADA, then they have to accommodate. They can't say, no, we're
no,
not going to.
No, they don't. They can tell you, pound salt, go home.
No,
I'm not going to do
cannot.
It.
Afterwards, after that season is over with,
Diva, you don't know what you're talking about.
How many years have you worked for polls? Wow. I guess if a person...
How many years have you worked in polling, huh?
I don't have to work in polling to know the law.
Yes, you do have to know what the hell you're talking about.
You know, how many times have you researched law? Have you dealt with...
Anybody else want to comment on this? Because I'm done with stupid. I try to tell you what you don't know, and you want to continue to run your mouth because you want to try to prove me wrong. I'm not wrong. I know what I'm talking about. They are not under any type of obligation to have to do this. They agree to do it. So therefore, if you're going to agree, somebody's going to agree, you're not going to make them do your polling location. Then they don't have to make improvements. They don't have to do this, that, or the other. Anybody, please chime in.
You mean in terms of the weather's inclement, like if the election day takes place on an unusual day in November where there's snow on the ground or ice on the ground,
mm-hmm.
The entity that has opted to host the election doesn't have to throw salt. Is that what you're saying?
No. That's reasonable. That's reasonable accommodation. They have to do reasonable things, and you would do that. But the thing is, you know, the bottom line is they don't have to be a location, okay? And they have a hard time, a lot of times, getting a location, I'm way high here, getting a location that would take on that job, because you want to have people coming in your place.
Well, first of all.
I worked at a church that was a polling place, and
mm-hmm.
it's a bother. It's a real pain in the neck.
Absolutely.
Because you got to have a staff member to get there early in the morning
mm-hmm.
before normal opening hours.
You got to be there 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you got to set the place up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to stay open later than your normal business
mm-hmm.
hours. I mean, it's a bother.
Now, most of the places that I voted, believe it or not, they did have wheelchair accessible.
Well, of course they did.
I mean, so for me, the argument, the point's kind of mute. I mean, come on.
I agree with you, and this is why
even talking about it.
That's why I say, well, it's not. Here's the thing. Go ahead.
Well, it just amazes me that our friend Diva wants to force people to do things. I mean, that's you're right. That's the Democrat way.
Oh, that's exactly
it.
You
know, I don't care what it costs.
I think it's a communist way.
Well,
you know,
it is. What's the difference?
I don't think, well.
On the national scene, that is.
Mountain lion in one tree, catamount in the other one.
I'm sorry, but as someone who falls under the ADA, yes, I'm sorry. If I can do the thing, if I'm, as a citizen, have the right to vote, and I'm given that chance, yes, I want to exercise that right. I want to be able to do that. But my disability shouldn't be hindering me from doing anything that any other citizen should be able to do. So I'm sorry, Styx, if you have a problem, if the law makes it applicable for people with disabilities to participate in society on a daily basis.
Wouldn't have any idea about severed spinal cords or anything like that. Not a clue.
No, you're right. I don't have a severed spinal cord, but I do have a condition that hinders my
mm-hmm.
day-to-day activities when it occurs. So
Diva.
We can sit up here and go tit for tat whose disability is worse.
Diva.
It doesn't matter. The law is the law, and you have
call
to accommodate those with disabilities.
Call a board. Have them send out an application or poll thing to you or a ballot to you, fill it out, and then if you're in a wheelchair, you roll your little self, happy self, down to the poll and turn it in, and if you can't get in the building, they'll come out to you. That's,
you know,
the accommodation.
What? I would hate
that's it.
For you to sit on any civil rights commission because you would never make it.
Well, you are goofy because you want people to do things that they can't afford. Call local caller. Please stop breathing again on your phone, please.
And you're also forgetting all of the voting regulations have to be agreed on equally between Democrats and Republicans on the Board of Elections.
Thank you. That's the
Nobody's
other
arguing
issue.
That point. Nobody's arguing that
no,
point.
Yeah, no, yes. Oh, wait a minute.
So if somebody shut the bathrooms off, then it was agreed upon by both parties.
Thank you.
No, if somebody shuts the bathrooms down and say no one can use the bathroom, okay, that's fine, which is egregious. However, when it comes to the ADA, you have to, no matter what, accommodate those with disabilities. So if I have a diuretic a problem that causes me to have to go to the bathroom while I'm standing in line, you have to accommodate me and allow me to use that restroom, whether you like it or not.
How about if we just give you a diaper?
How about if I just sue you? Then how
you
about that?
Sue me!
You get what, sue you?
Sue
well,
me!
That's exactly
and
what's going to happen.
You
cannot
can
give someone a diaper. You cannot
you
just
can
offer
wear,
somebody a diaper.
Listen, if you have trouble controlling your bladder, you can wear a Depends to the polling place. No one's going to stop you.
That would
you.
Be my choice, and if I choose not to
right.
wear a Depends, because
no,
they're like degrading.
You can wet yourself. I don't care.
Diva, guess what?
Yeah,
guess
right.
What?
You'll end up in a lawsuit.
The day is coming soon. When your kind is going to go by the way of the horse and buggy, you know why?
Jesus
because
Christ.
you guys want to make everything even. It's not even. It's not going to be even. If you can't walk, you are not going to be just like everybody else.
And you know,
I know that.
Just
it's not about being even. It's about
doesn't
equal opportunity,
Diva.
Equal access.
Yeah,
you
know,
no,
just because you have a
people.
Handicap doesn't mean somebody without a handicap shouldn't have the right to vote where they want to vote, you know, at a convenient place. I mean, that's very selfish of you.
How is that
it's very selfish. Just because you've got a disability, you want to close down a polling place, which is convenient for many voters. How so? That is the very definition of being selfish.
Who said that? Who said anything about closing down a polling place?
You said you want to sue them to close them. That's what
you
want to do.
Because you're offering me a depend, which is degrading. If I feel, when
no
you can just offer me a restroom while I'm there.
No one's going to know you have the result.
Diva, you're getting into ridiculous now.
Yeah.
You buy your own depends because you know your own situation. It is up to you to provide yourself the ability to get your butt down there and vote if that's what you want
to
do.
Why should I have to use the pen and peel myself in public like I'm a baby and there's a restroom nearby that you refuse to let me use?
I'm trying to get – yeah, go ahead.
This ain't that no – this is no different than the war on women, voter ID, now we got the war on the handicap. This is what Democrats do. All they want to do is divide.
Who got air on their phone? Please do something about it. Thank
you.
It's
windy out there today, huh?
Yeah, it is windy out there today. It's going to snow tomorrow.
Chi-town.
Yeah, I got an email from my daughter yesterday. It's snowing in Gillette, Wyoming right now.
Wow.
It was 70 degrees before that. She sent me a text during church yesterday. It said, snowed on my potatoes with a frowny face.
We have, and when you go vote, you have machines for the blind, and you have those machines for the people that can't hear, I believe. I believe we have something, a braille writing or something like that. But here's the thing. You're just ridiculous thinking that you're going to be able to supply everything for everybody.
The whole progressive liberal philosophy is in trouble. I mean, young people are becoming libertarian
yes,
in droves because they realize that this stuff's all going to collapse on itself.
Yeah, this is
all the
all
social programs
mirrors.
They
That's
realize
all.
Are a farce. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Eric.
This is all smoke and mirrors. This is all smoke and mirrors on the left. This is divide the country. That's all they're doing.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing a good job. I heard, did you hear the president's speech at Al Sharpton's meeting last week?
I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
I could not believe that he did it with such a straight face, because that was just a plain bald-faced lie. And I really couldn't get to it. But you know what? We get ready to go on break right here now. It's Morning with Tracy and Friends. Eric on the phone, and Eric inside the lab here. Styx, Ben, and myself, we're in the air chair, and we shall be back right after this message.
I'm Harper Keegan with...
I can't deal with stupidity. I just can't do it. Oh, my gosh. People are just dumb as all.
But Diva.
Yes.
I'm hearing what you're saying, everything, but do you understand the other part that I said in the beginning of the show, responsibility, accountability? Let's say you do have a problem that you cannot, you need to have, what is your responsibility, whatever the guy, the person is, to do something about it when you are in that situation?
Because you're making it sound
like if they decide, for whatever reason, to not let you go to that toilet, that they're to blame for not doing what you need to do also in your part. If you're telling me you did what you need to do, let's say take diapers and things like that, and you still don't want, that's a different thing. But if
have you ever worn a diaper in public?
No, I have not worn a diaper, but I'm telling you,
okay,
what
no.
is your response?
Let me answer your question. You asked me a question, let me answer it. So you've never worn a diaper in public, so you don't know what it feels like to have to wear a diaper, a grown person, to have to wear a diaper in public. We're not talking about elderly Alzheimer patients who can't control their bladder functions, because basically they're functioning like a baby. We're talking about somebody who may be in their 30s, someone in their 40s, who has a real issue. And you're saying, well, it's on you. You have to wear a diaper. Why do I have to wear a diaper when there's a bathroom that you just won't let me use? What's the problem? What's the big deal of me stepping out of line to use the bathroom?
There's no problem in that, but let's say there is no bathroom and you still need to go, what you going to do?
Okay, if there's no bathroom, then there's no bathroom. If there's no bathroom, there's nothing
that
place can
do. What are you going to do if there's no bathroom?
If there is no bathroom there, then that is
going to... And you still need to go. What are you going to do?
No, you're asking me a question. Let me finish. If there is no bathroom, then yes, then it is on the person to do what they have to do for themselves. However, if there is a restroom nearby, why can't that person just use the bathroom? We ain't talking about places that don't have bathrooms. Jeff Green is not talking about places that don't have bathrooms. He's talking about places that do have bathrooms. But he sees nothing wrong in saying to a person who has a bladder malfunction that, no, you can't use the restroom even though it's maybe a few feet from you. That's what we're discussing here. It's just like somebody being denied a promotion, even though they can do the job because they have a disability, and the boss says, no, I don't have to deal with that. You may not agree with the law. You may not like the law, but the law is the law, and you cannot lie about the law. You can't get around the law. It is what it is. No matter what entity, no matter what function, if you cater to the public, you are susceptible to follow and be compliant under the Americans with Disability Act, even if you don't like it. If you are not, you will face a possible lawsuit.
Yeah, but by doing that, the facing a lawsuit, you're taking out all the word of responsibility there is.
No, it's making the person follow, be compliant. All it does is force the person to be compliant with the law.
No, it forces the person to take out the word responsibility in whatever situation you have in life.
Let me put it in a nutshell for you, Stanley. I have epilepsy, okay? I was working, when I first moved to Columbus, I was working as a cashier for a grocery store.
Okay.
The way my epilepsy worked is there are certain things that I could not do. Well, I was having a problem with a supervisor. So you know what she did? Instead, she took away my accommodation, because I had an accommodation. She took that away, and she decided to force me in a situation that was going to be dangerous towards me. I complained and I complained, and I was told that if I didn't do it, I was going to be fired.
Something good from you. Give me a call here on Mornings with Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial, as well as Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends, or Tracy and Friends at Blog Talk Radio. And we want to hear something good from you. We're going to talk about something real quick, and it'll be open for all the rest of these things, but I want to say this, even on the national news today, I saw that they were talking about the blood moons getting ready to happen. And the blood moons have been very significant.
What is a blood moon?
A blood moon is when
you have five of them in 1 month, or
well, no, you you're going to have
two full moons in 1 month.
You're going to it's when you have a solar eclipse, or I should say a lunar eclipse, because we're going to eclipse the sun from the moon, and the moon is going to appear as it's red because of the tinges of light coming around the Earth's atmosphere showing at the moon.
Well, that doesn't make sense, because an eclipse throws a shadow.
Well, yes, but the sun is so much bigger than the Earth, its light path is much wider than the Earth. So therefore, it's going to, like I said, it's going to, partial light coming around the Earth is going to appear, have the moon appear red.
So there's no eclipse whatsoever. The moon is still full, and you can view the whole thing.
Oh yeah, if we didn't have cloud cover tonight, we'd be able to see it.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's the significance of the moon. It always has seemed that whenever the blood moon falls on a Jewish holiday, that, or one of the feasts of the Jewish people, that some significant action happens to Israel. One we can go back to is the crucifixion. The day Christ was killed was a blood moon. We can go back to when the Spanish Inquisition was happening, and they kicked all the Jews out of Spain. And that
was the Yom Kippur War.
Was that in 67?
Gee, I don't know.
Whenever it was a blood moon on one of the holidays. It has to follow one of their feasts.
They won that war, though. They didn't.
Absolutely, they won that war. It also happened in 1947 when Israel became a nation. And it happened, what was the other thing that, there was one other.
Is it the Holocaust?
No, I don't think so.
You would think if there was a blood moon, there would be a blood moon.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't, but see, it always happens that they start out in the suffering, and then they win right after. They didn't really win that. They got delivered by the skin of their teeth on that one. But here's the thing that I want to say. I want to discuss, does anybody think that these are coincidences, or do we think that they're real? Because this time we're going to have a blood moon tonight, which is the start of Passover. We're going to have one in the fall, which is Rosh Hashanah. We're going to have one again at the beginning of the year in Passover, and again next fall in Rosh Hashanah. This is very significant because it's four in a row on the holidays, on the very major holidays.
You got some Al Qaeda operative out there just thinking, "Wow, this is a good opportunity."
It's just coincidence.
Well, we did have the KKK guy yesterday that shot up the Jewish community.
Turn yours up. Uh huh.
Yeah, that was in Colorado, wasn't it? He was 73 years old.
Yeah, he was a moron.
I can't help but...
Shot two Christians at a Jewish community center.
Yeah.
Can't help but
Is
think
it
that
for the number of God's
cousin,
grace?
Plantagenet Edward the First, Longshanks of England, was there some sort of a blood moon around the time he issued a moratorium to get all the Jews out of England?
Well, see, here's the thing. Was it at the same time as the Inquisition?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's something you'd have to say because that would make it, you know, it would be tied in with all those other ones. But the thing is Israel always it worked to their benefit whatever happened.
I think there was a blood moon around the time that Ippolito Aldobrandini, who would ascend the pontificate as his holiness, Pope Clement VIII.
You are explaining things that we don't know who these people are.
Pope Clement VIII issued his first maneuvers against, you know, anti-Semitic stances.
Understood. Well, I'm opening it up. Callers online, you are back in. Kavina, man, you haven't said anything yet. What's going on, Doc?
Oh, can you hear me, Jim?
And we're still... Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, I was going to get your insight on what's going on in Nevada this past weekend, man. Not much news coverage, but I was wondering what you had to think about that.
You know what, Kavina, man, you're real muffly. I don't know.
I hear him. I'm, just to let you know, I'm part of a state militia, and yes, we were notified. We knew what was going on.
Okay. You're talking about what happened up
Nevada?
With the farmer.
With the farmer?
The government seizing his cattle.
Kavina, man?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
now. Okay, hold on. We're going to give you some background on this that maybe you didn't know and that you need to know. So, Sticks, I'm going to tell you. Please fill us in on what was going on up there.
There's a lot of backstory to this. For one thing, this family bought the grazing rights for that land around 1887. And there's been a legal transfer from father to son ever since then for this land. Not the land itself, but the grazing rights, which are very similar to what we would use as mineral rights here in this part of the country, where you can own a certain part of the land without actually having deed to the property. Also, those grazing rights, he attempted to pay them. The state refused to take the money. His daughter claims that he has escrowed that money, and he can pay cash as soon as the state wants to take it. But basically, the federal government has taken this land under the Endangered Species Act from the state of Nevada, and the state's not wanting to get involved, at least at this point. They've seized this man's property, which they turned loose yesterday. There was going to be an insurrection yesterday if the BLM didn't back down. The organized militia was there. They did have an organized military force prepared to go to war to get this guy's cattle back, and the federal government back down.
And if you still think it's a bad idea for citizens to own guns, you're an idiot.
No, I just,
well said.
I was just going to...
That was White Devil. That was White Devil.
How you doing?
Are you saying this man was owner of this land?
No, he owned the he owns the grazing rights.
So, okay.
Which means he owns the right to let his cattle on the land.
Because what I'm reading, he stopped paying his grazing fees because he said he fired the Bureau of Land Management because he said that they didn't do a great job, and then he considers himself the land manager.
Let me interject.
So
once again,
what's that, Huffington Post?
Yeah,
no.
Once again, you're ill-informed.
Let me interject real quick. I don't think that the facts anybody – it doesn't seem like anybody disputed the facts about what's going on. Just that the guy appointed himself a sovereign citizen, and he's not part of the United States. And it seemed like we was about to see the real terrorist show up and make his appearance once again, which is the white KKK or whatever these right wingers. Was about to go to war against the government. I've been saying it all along. That's what these people are all about. And he was about to see it, and I'm glad that the government...
West Covina man? A lot of the state militia... Let him finish.
Go ahead, Mom.
No, I was just going to say I'm glad that the government brought the cool heads and didn't bring these right-wing people here fantasy about going to war with the government.
Well, West Covina man, I think you're poorly informed. If you take a look at the militiamen that showed up, there was multicultural, many black, many Mexican, few Oriental.
Ranchers from all over the West showed up.
Yep. So, I mean, if you want to think it's a white conspiracy, go ahead. By the way, I did get together with all my white dominions, and we decided to go buy up most of West Covina. So,
I mean, they illegally seized this man's property.
But it wasn't his property.
It was his property. Did you just hear what was said?
The 400 head of livestock that they seized were not his property?
They were most definitely.
Oh, okay,
you're
talking about the cattle. Okay, so they seized the cattle because he was trespassing on
government.
He
wasn't trespassing.
He was not trespassing.
Diva, will you listen again? Please tell her once again about the land.
He owns the grazing rights, Diva. That's the same thing as if I sell the mineral rights out from underneath my property and an oil company comes in to drill in my backyard. I can't stop them from drilling because they own the rights to the minerals underneath that land. That's exactly what this man owned. He owned the grazing rights. He owned the right to have his cattle on that land.
No, he
and
didn't
the federal
own
government
the right.
Has
paying the government
yes, he did.
A fee. He was paying the government
Diva,
a fee for his
Diva,
cattle.
Diva,
pay.
I want you to read this quote from his daughter.
Okay.
My great grandpa bought the rights to the Bunkerville allotment back in 1887. Then he sold them to my grandpa, who then turned them over to my dad in 1972. These men bought and paid for their rights to the range.
Okay, I'm just
going to
look up the law.
Well, you can look up the law. You can't look up the law. You have to look up ownership.
What happened was...
Okay, what I'm saying, I'm going to look...
His great-grandfather bought the grazing rights for that land, and then the federal government came in and reneged on the deal with the Endangered Species Act.
And I'm going to give you a little bit more of a backstory. They originally settled that land as a homestead, but because they were not actively living on that parcel of land, it went to the state. Okay?
Right.
So it originally was their land.
Right.
Yeah, let me look at it.
Then the government came in and seized that land, so it became the government's land. So the government said, okay, great, you got to pay us. He stopped paying
the government. Can the government seize anything it wants to seize without due process of law?
Here's the thing that you guys are missing.
Covina man's trying to talk in the background, and he's your real mother. You turn your phone up if you can, man. Go ahead.
Now, what you guys are not covering is that the government had took this guy to court for over 20 years. He refused to pay his fees that everybody else is paying. And so he refused
to pay. That's not true.
They've run the other ranchers. He's the last standing rancher in Clark County, Nevada.
But these facts...
They've run everybody else out of business.
The facts haven't been disputed by the people involved. You guys are just adding in your own two cents. The other people haven't disputed any of these facts.
You know what, Covina man?
Sir.
We'll cover this on the other side of the hours, but this is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. Talk to you later.
Okay, I'm on Glenn Beck's page, and I'm reading about this. It says that Cliven Bundy and the United States government, who have been currently stands in defiance of a 2013 court order demanding he remove his cattle from public land managed by the U.S. Department of Interior's Bureau of Land Management. So,
you care about turtles that much?
So he refused to move his cattle. They told him he got to move it and refuses to.
So you care about turtles that much?
Turtles?
That's what this is about.
It's not for me. It's not about turtles. It's the fact that they're trying to make it seem like, oh, the government is trying to take somebody's land when
it wasn't his land. Let's just stick with the truth. Let's just stick with the real truth, the pertinent facts, and it is what it is. You may not agree. I don't agree with the government just seizing somebody's land, but if it has become the government's land, you can't just come in and say, oh, I don't like what you did, so I'm just going to do what I want to do. You can't do that. And then expect for me to stick up for you and say, oh, you're right? Not in this situation. I don't care what
hey,
they say.
Can y'all hear me?
He's paying his fees. He's not paying his fees. He got what he got.
You hear me? Hey, Covina man.
Sir.
Hello? Yeah, check this out. What you think about the fact that the Asians have taken over the population? It's more Asians in your state than there are black people. And now they're voting against you. They used to vote for you 15 years ago. I guess they figured out, okay, we're better than a lot of these blacks and Hispanics, so we're going to vote against you now. To, you know, but what would you think about that? Like, they came over there, got their power, wealth, and influence, and they hoarded their money together, and now they got more power than the black folks out there that be complaining about stuff. So, I mean, what would you think about that?
Yeah, good question. Some noise going on. But yeah, good question. As far as black folks being in California, I would say that the areas that black folks lived in was pretty much, I hate to say the term, but it's like it's nigga towns, it's ghetto people, Shaniquas and Ray Rays and Pookies, and they have no right or ownership or claim to being, you know, the biggest minority or whatever that is. There's no right to that, so you don't have any ownership of power. So be it, man.
No. What I was saying was, in a minute, you're about to be marginalized. It's gonna be like Australia. You're gonna go to California. It's like when you go to Australia, you don't see any Aborigines. It's just like Tasmanians don't exist no more. They're extinct. They're wiping you out. They're wiping you out of Nevada. They're wiping you out of Arizona. They're wiping black folks out. Everywhere out in that West Coast, the Hispanics and the Koreans, it shouldn't be Koreans about to jump us. We should be fourth, fifth. So I'm just saying, wanted your insight into what's your answer? What do you think about, what do you see? Besides, I know you don't want to vote, you know, mix up their total anyway, and either 50-50 Republican, Democrat. But I'm just saying, like, what do you think would be, in your mind, I'm just asking. I'm not even trying to give you none of my insight. I just want to hear what, you know.
Yeah,
hey,
I think.
Please try to stay from the Republican, Democrat main, way of looking at it. Just come in and just give me some sort of solution as to how now you'd be either just being ran out of the state that they were in, and it's pretty much, you're going to be extinct in a minute. I just want to see what's going on out there. Hold on, let me mute my mic. I'm out here on the beach. Hold on one second.
Yeah, man, we need Noah's Ark for the last 2 to 5 black people to make some sense in California and just wipe the rest of them out. If we fourth place, we should be the 20th place. We got too many gangbangers, Bloods and Crips, welfare queens, and all this stuff. We don't need those people if they want to get wiped out.
What creates those, Covina, man? How were they created?
It's been 200 years of white supremacy, dude. What do you
200 years of white supremacy?
At least. What would you expect the answer to be?
I mean, no, I can't. I can understand when people use that word, it's a bit vague. But I get what you're saying, and there's some truth to that. I can't argue with that. But what I'm saying is, my thing is, if it's like, this, just in my opinion, I think if you're not going to, they ain't talking about you, but if people are not going to try to hoard some sort of wealth, power, and influence, then you're going to continue to be driven and ran off. Now these people were voting, they were our allies 15 years ago. They don't take them 60 years of civil rights. No, they don't take all that with them. 15 years, they looked at the writing on the wall, we need to change our way we going. We can't do that. We're going to stay one way all the way to the wheels fall off. But these people changed and adapted. And now the system, that is trying to make it work for them. And they're about to make it work for them. I think they just gut. The Koreans helped push it through. I'm just saying, like, not Koreans, the Asians. And I'm just trying to see, like, when I see stuff like that, it's just like, wow. Like, I just see a lot of, you know, stuff that I think blacks can learn from. But I don't think we are. And I think eventually, you're right, it's going to be about, y'all going to go way down to like 2%. Yeah. If you might, I'm down here in Florida, down here in Denver. Only black folks I saw was like people that were sweeping and mopping. That's it. We don't see none down here on the beach doing nothing. I'm about to go back. I got some family business to take care of in Montgomery. But I don't see that. Like, this whole thing is, we don't own nothing down here. And it's going to be like whatever little business is, y'all going to be just marginalized, wiped out, extinct like dinosaurs. In 100 years, it might not even be no black people in this country. I mean, I can see that.
I don't mean to interrupt y'all's conversation. It was a great conversation. But Kavina, man, you have to read. Are you on Facebook?
I am, yes.
Okay, because you have to read what I post on Jeff Green's page about what GlennBeck.com is reporting on this Nevada situation. Now, according to his reporting, it says, as it turns out, Bundy does not own the land, which is near his 150-acre ranch, and has not paid grazing fees since 1993. Bundy says he does not recognize the federal government's claim to the property, but believes he is entitled to use the land for grazing because his family has done exactly that for decades, even before the BLM was formed. So this is a man who basically didn't pay what he was supposed to pay, and the government got tired of fighting him.
On WSON 600 AM on your iHeartRadio dial at Blog Talk Radio. The number here is 330-781-9600. Also, the number here at 1-347-945-5229 on your unlimited access. And so we're talking about now we're going to the rancher, and we tried to give you background on what was going on the situation with the background, with the ranchers, and that the government came in. What was it that they're trying to conserve or preserve on this? Because there's some animal or snail or whatever it is that they're...
The desert tortoise.
The desert tortoise.
Which they're euthanizing.
They're euthanizing... They're killing them.
They're euthanizing an endangered species.
Okay,
well,
now that...
You mean the cows are eating them?
The Bureau of Land Management, who took this guy's cattle because they were grazing land that is a refuge for an endangered species, is killing the endangered species.
I can't take it.
You're missing it,
nobody believes this. Local caller, I'm going to bring you up first because local caller.
Yeah, this is Steve. Jeff, as I know that your views on the, in other words, the day is their day. They don't participate in any other holiday but today. Today is the day
what
of...
What are you talking? What are you talking about, Steve?
He's going to church.
We don't care anything about the Jehovah's Witnesses belief system at this moment. What do you want to say?
Oh, wow.
Well, I just wanted to bring it up. Today is Passover Day for them.
Yeah, this is the beginning of Passover, right?
And this is the only day that they participate in celebrating the commemoration of Christ's death. They believe that without Christ did die, so and they appreciate that blood of Jesus.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. What is your point?
Well, the point is, Jeff, I know that they, my point is that I know you got to tell people because they view him as being an angel, but he's an archangel.
Okay, once again, Steve, we're done. Thank you.
Yeah, what's the deal with the price of cattle?
First of all, if Jesus was an archangel, then nobody is saved from this sin. Thank you. Okay, anyway.
In the words of Richard Pryor from Harlem Nights.
I got it now. It took a while, but I got it. Okay, Diva, hold on. I got new people here. 314, you're in there.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you and you. I may sound a little drowsy. I'm just getting back in from standing shoulder to shoulder with my brother out there in Nevada. I had to put my peaches back in the case.
So you're a white racist?
It makes a difference. It makes a great big difference when you stand side to side on the calls. And, you know, the man, you know, if you really look at this country in particular, aggressive possession have been how many small people established land from so-called land barons back in the day. Matter of fact, the laws that preempted the laws that the government put in place was actually laws that existed as agreement among individuals. We agree to this, you agree to that. But his aggressive possession does stand. And I don't understand why come, you know, I really get pissed off. And I can name many cases where government have taken people's land and, you know, they are still trying to fight to get it back. They're taking it under false pretenses like they did down in Harris Neck, South Carolina.
Right.
They've done it with the blacks. So, you know, I'm with Mr. Bundy.
Yeah, I stand with him, too.
You know, there's an old saying, no man escapes when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails. And those who cry appease, appease, are hanged by those they try to please. And I'm thinking also of another adage from the famous naturalist Edmund Abbey, that the patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. And that, I tell you what, this the Bundy thing speaks voluminously to both maxims in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you
this. Right here real quick, Jeff. I don't think that the facts are in dispute. The guy didn't want to pay the grazing fee, and the government took him to court, and they've been in court dispute for 20 years.
No, they have not, Doc. They have not been in there 20 years. That's incorrect.
I suggest you look at the post that I posted from glenbeck.com that states the opposite of what you're saying, Jeff Green.
It hasn't been 20 years that he hasn't paid his fee. He hasn't
paid his fee.
He hasn't paid, hold on, Alabama. He didn't pay his fee to the federal government. But go ahead.
Right then, when Bundy stopped paying the...
You hung yourself up, Diva, because I can't hang you up. Go ahead, Alabama.
Jeff, turn yourself down.
It's almost like this. It's almost like your bedroom is your property, right? So the government comes up with this new corporation, and it's not corporation, this new organization that says every time you and your wife have sex, you got to pay us a dollar, right? So the dude said, I ain't paying you nothing. This is my wife, this is that. And then because he refuses, because he said this is something, and that's what he's saying. He's saying this has been my property in my family for hundreds of years. Y'all come up with some organization. Now I got to come off money. That's not fair to me. I've been, you know, this we owned it. You didn't have any fees. Now all of a sudden we got to pay. Are you just going to take it? So if I'm broke,
I don't have money.
You should take it because I'm broke.
But the fees were never in question. He paid those, and those are now in an escrow account because the state government would not accept them. So the money is not the issue. Okay? The issue is, listen, can the government seize your private property? That's the issue. That's what the state militia was upset about. Not the fact that, you know, they were grazing on government land or anything like that. The fact that they seized this farmer's private property, which was his cattle. That is the issue, without due process.
But then I think the only way people are going to come down on this, the people that are weak and can't fend for themselves are going to see nothing wrong with it. People that understand property and property rights, they'll probably see something wrong with it. So it's just kind of people that live off, you know, they think, okay, I'm supposed to take care of me. And but then they'll think, like, they won't see nothing wrong with it. So, it's based on your worldview. I mean, as far as the discussion.
So I would have a question for Ben, since you're saying that the government, this is more than just the government receiving his cattle. So if you own taxes to the IRS, do they not have the right to seize your property to recoup the money that you owe them?
Yes,
this
through
man
due
owes
process.
Them over
yes, through due process, Diva, they do. His cattle were seized without due process. Okay?
No, they took him to court.
No, they did not. There was never a judge that ordered
the
cattle.
They don't have
the
right. IRS is voluntary. Paying taxes is voluntary. We're going to get to that.
Yeah. So, and that's what you have to understand, Diva. There was no due process whatsoever.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry.
In fact,
the deal is that they seized his cattle, and they seized them because they said they were trespassing. So if they seized them and said they were trespassing, they should have returned them to the home place.
Okay,
According
but they did not return them to the home place.
According to GlennBeck.com, Bundy currently stands in defiance of a 2013 court order demanding he remove his cattle from public land managed by the U.S. Department of Interior Bureau of Land Management. So, in fact, there was a court order saying that he was to remove them. He refused to do so.
Yes, but there was never a court order permitting
the
government to seize his private property.
If they were removing them, then they should have had to return them to his home place.
You understand, Diva?
Wandering around on the street at night. They don't plan. They take the child. He was protected either on the 5th or the 14th Amendment. I mean, that due process falls either on the 5th or the 14th Amendment. You know, and here's another point. The man's been there forever. He's been there forever. This stuff about people moving, you know, you see that all the time. We see development, modern development move in next to cases like this. Then all of a sudden, your taxes go up to the point where you can't afford it.
Yeah, they can declare eminent domain, and you have to move.
Not only that, there's some evidence starting to show up that there's some sort of mineral leases that Harry Reid's tied up in on this land too.
I'm not surprised.
Harry Reid's son.
Let me get back to
this. The fact of the matter still remains.
Slicker than Al dropping.
And I'm waiting for an apology from Houston, Jeff Green, and you, Ben. When I stated that this guy was leasing, had to pay fees and he was paying, you guys sat there and told me I was wrong.
No, we didn't say you were wrong, Diva.
Yeah,
we said that he is escrowing the money. We told you he is escrowing the money.
Six, you said no, Diva, you're wrong. This guy all the land rights to Grace on that property.
Diva, the agreement. The agreement.
She don't know what happened.
Who's making that noise?
Yeah, please stop that noise. But Diva, the agreement that gentleman in Nevada reached was with the state of Nevada. He was leasing it from the state of Nevada.
Nevada.
No, it's Nevada because nobody wants to go there when Harry Reid's there.
That's
Nevada.
That's exactly what I was
saying.
Go
to Atlantic City
saying,
right now.
I was saying that this guy did not own any rights or any property rights that was government.
No,
he was given
the grazing rights by the state of Nevada. He had
no
bought and paid rights. For the grazing rights from the state of Nevada.
On GlennBeck.com, it's saying he can't decide for who's right or wrong in this situation.
Listen,
now,
that's Glenn Beck saying that. I ain't Glenn Beck, number one. Okay, so that's one thing I want you to understand. We're not Glenn Beck, but I like Glenn Beck a whole lot. But Glenn Beck is not 100%.
Yes.
Once again, Glenn Beck is not 100% either. My point is this. With the background on this and the reason why somebody would go out there and risk their life, because they know that the government could come down there with, helicopters, this, that, and the other to act a fool. But why in the heck are they out here about with some doggone tortoise that the cattle don't bother?
Yeah, well, that's not the point.
It is the point because
the point is that when the government oversteps its boundary, okay, who protects the private citizen? And Diva, you better thank the militia because if they tried to seize your house, okay, without due process, we'd be there for you.
But you're trying to say this is not – this has nothing to do. You guys are trying to defend somebody
the
who
issue,
is in the wrong here.
The issue is the government – No, Diva, listen to me.
He still tried to defy a court order.
No, he did not. There was never a court order for the government that gave the government
the right to seize
his private property. That is the issue, and that is the only issue, and that's the only issue why the state militia showed up. Do you understand?
If the government takes
the
property,
they
can't destroy it.
It was okay for him to defy a court order. It was okay. That's what you guys are saying. Oh, it's okay for you to defy the judicial system. It's okay for you to defy the court order.
Was it a state court or a federal court?
No,
Yeah, it is because that judge swore to uphold the Constitution. That judge swore to uphold the Constitution.
Hold on, Diva.
That's why they stuck that way.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's in dispute, and the guy put this money in escrow. He wasn't trying to not pay him, and this is not a freaking tax like I heard another talk show host saying. He didn't pay his taxes for 20 years. Well, that's not true.
No, in fact, he did pay, and the state of Nevada accepted the payments for all that time. Then all of a sudden, you know, they refused to accept the payment. Why? You have to ask you. Because they can get more money from somewhere else.
And why? Here's two big issues. One, if his cattle were trespassing, then by rights they had to return them to the home place, which they didn't. They seized them. And two, why would the FAA put a no-fly zone over the man's property if they weren't getting ready to do something that they didn't want anybody taking pictures of?
Let me interject here. Real quick. If the government didn't have a right to somebody's making some noise. The government didn't have a right to take his cattle. Are people going to show up with arms? This is my point. That people like your guest here is going to show up with arms and threaten to shoot.
Let's talk.
Threaten to shoot people and kill people for some unlawful guy's cattle. That's my point.
Absolutely. Covina, man, if the government shows up and steal to take my property illegally, I hope to God my neighbors will show up armed.
And you know what? I'll tell you what, Covina, man. Even if they threaten to take your property, me and the rest of my white devils will be there to protect you.
Absolutely. Because without private property rights, you have no
law.
Yeah, and I would have been there. I would have been there in white face to stand next with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What'd you say?
That's the only way
you're
not
going to
get shot.
Hey, Diva, you a sellout, so it doesn't matter. Don't be trying to act
whatever.
Like you down with for the cause.
No, Diva depends on the W too much.
I wanted to ask you about these blood moons. Okay, because it's saying from what I saw from April 14th or whatever today. Today, okay. Until October 15th, there'll be four in 6 months.
Next year. No, that's no. Yeah. Every Jewish holiday, like Passover the Passover and the Rosh Hashanah, I believe it is, in the fall.
Those holidays. They're saying that there's going to be four blood moons, a complete
right.
set of four blood moons that will last, that will continue roughly 6 months. In 6 month intervals, we'll have a blood moon from now until October 2015. My question to you is, or my surmise to you is, six is the number of man and man's weakness and basically number of Satan. Four is the number of God's grace. Do you think those numbers have any significance when it comes to how these blood moons are happening?
And five is death to one thing and a new beginning. I mean, and opening of a new beginning.
Only if you're playing bingo.
So because you're going to have five. So anyway, in five you have a five.
Go ahead.
Because you're going to have a total eclipse, solar eclipse, I believe, in that time as well, and so. That's going to happen at the beginning of next year. My thing was asking, does anybody think that this stuff is coincidence, or do they think that there's something to it? Seeing that every time we had this phenomenon, we had something happening with Israel that resulted in them gaining. They lost a lot, but then they gained as well.
You know what? I'm going to go play that number, 4, 5, 6, 9, and I'll tell you tomorrow if it has any significance or not.
You sound like somebody that'd be shooting craps to me.
My surmise is the way that it's happening, because I believe that God uses numbers to tell us something. Numbers are very significant.
Absolutely.
So with this happening at 6 month intervals,
I don't believe it's a coincidence. I believe that there are some things that are going to happen that we are not going to like, that are going to be hard to take, that are going to be egregious. However, on the back end, seeing that there are four, at the end of that four, I believe God's grace is going to abound. And basically, he will get us, you know, basically how his grace works. Go through the rough patches, his grace abounds, we're going to be good.
Well, usually the blood moons have only to do with Israel, but I have a different take because I believe the United States is the same as that, and so therefore that's what happens because we had a blood moon when Christopher Columbus was given money by the Jews to find the Americas or find the the travel. And so, therefore, that's significant as well. We have a stranger on the line, 720. You're in the air.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Man, we got a lot of work to do. That's all I got to say.
Oh, man, you know what? You must have got thrown off of somewhere. Is that what happened?
Yeah, they didn't like what I had to say.
I know they didn't.
They didn't like
but
what
it's
I had
the,
to say.
But it's the truth anyway. Okay, now fill us in. Fill us in for everybody that didn't know.
I didn't miss words, and I wasn't politically correct, because, you know, our show's not politically correct, so I'm not quite sure if I know how to do that. And I just came out and said, Chicklin didn't like black people, you know. And
you said that, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Said the dude didn't like black people?
Yeah.
Strickland.
Like black people.
Strickland. The former governor.
Former governor. Thank God he's the former governor.
They're going to start calling you Kanye West.
I will say that this is something I wanted to address Diva. Diva, God's grace is sufficient for the time because it's here. But you have to realize judgment comes, and America is on the cusp of judgment. And we need to recognize that because we are not right. So if anything, when you look at the blood moon, you need to make sure that your life is right with Christ because we are right now in a compromise, and the compromise is not a good thing. And
no, if you don't want to have blood moons.
Hold on, Pianki. I don't want to debate this. I don't want to debate this if you're a non-believer because I think it's a non-issue. And so I want to say this, Diva, yes, God's grace. But grace, we've been living under grace in a dispensation of grace for a long time. The question is, when are you going to posture yourself so that the grace is going to be that which is merited? And so when you look at the blood moons, you look at Israel, you look at America's stand right now, because America right now is not a friend of Israel. Neither are the people of America for the most part. And so we need to recognize that. We need to put ourselves back into position. We need to become a moral society, and we need to go back and not condoning blood, the shedding of innocent blood, because that's what we did. And so until we get it right, we need to show in fear. And that's what I wanted to say to that. Because you can't align it. You can't give a warm fuzzy when a warm fuzzy is not there.
Well, that's for sure. And
you know
so
what
we,
I was going to say? If what you should have done is got up from that bar stool 2 hours early, whereas everything you look through bloodshot eyes don't look red.
You know what, Pianki? That's why we have to sometimes cut your mic off. We're not playing with this, and I understand that if you're not a believer, you don't look at certain things. But and I muted you for a second. The blood moon is a very significant situation for Israel. You have to understand, and I'm gonna bring that up for those that might want to hear.
Is that in the Bible,
Jim? What? Oh, absolutely. You can go to Joel in the Bible and find out about judgment coming on one of those blood moons, where it says that the moon shall turn to sackcloth and be blood red, and the stars will fall from the skies. Well, they think, you know, stars from the skies. Let me say something. You ever think about what would happen in the event of nuclear attack? what that would look like, especially when we have those that go up out of the atmosphere and come back down?
Well, you know, when I think of it, I think of stars falling from the sky. I mean, we know what danger a meteor strike to the Earth could
be. It could be meteor strike as well.
I mean, that's a star falling from the sky.
But, you know, but the thing is you know, this is not a frivolous thing. And I'm not trying to take it there so far. You know, I'm trying to say, look.
Stop abortion now.
Well, you know, no doubt. I see. You know, it's almost too late for us to escape that judgment.
Never too late.
I'm saying it's almost too late. I didn't say it was.
Almost.
But
yeah.
My point is that we have to look at this, that we're justifying this.
I am inclined to agree with the caller.
Yeah.
That who's inclined to paint it with a broader.
Hold on, Sal.
That America itself. Judgment is being brought not just upon Israel or Jewish people, diasporically speaking, but on America itself. I mean, Thomas Jefferson himself said, "I tremble for my country when I think that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever." You know, and a bit more recently,
yeah.
As politicians boasted North and South in the early 1860s with these romanticized notions of a quick war that would be over by summer's end, Robert E. Lee said, and I'm going to abbreviate this. I'm not going to give you the whole thing, but he basically ended off by saying that I foresee that our country shall have to pass through a terrible ordeal, unnecessary expiation perhaps for our national sins. And he said that in May of 1861, and these words are timeless, and they're transcendent. I think also of the Puritan theologian, the Reverend Increase Mather, who first of all got his unusual name because of the never-to-be-forgotten increase and blessing of every sort wherewith God hath favored the country at the time of his birth, and secondly, was a strong believer and a causal link in a nation deviating from what we know to be the right thing and consequences.
Whoa, what's that noise, yo?
Yeah, I just like to keep it simple. Stop abortion now.
Well, it
I agree with you. Okay, wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Everything I'm
Yeah.
You say keep it simple. Go ahead, Sal.
Oh, listen, I mean, you know, blood moon come, blood moon go. You know, here's the thing for me. I'm not going to be crazy about it. I'm not going to be, you know, excited about it. It's going to happen. And when it happens, if something, you know, great happens because of it, that's fine. If something, you know, terrible happens, that's fine. My thing
in other words, you don't hold any significance to it.
No, I'm saying be ready either way. You know, I hear the speculation from people. You know, you need to be ready in season and out of season. Whatever
don't forget the scripture says God gave the planets, that he made them for signs and for times. And so therefore, there's a significance biblically tied to this. But I wanted to know whether other people thought that there was any significance to it at all. That's why I said what I said.
Yeah.
Is it prophecy not necessarily to put people into fear, but to give warning, exhort, uplift?
Yes. Yes, as the Bible says, for times and seasons, for God, you know, that they were put in there four times, and you can recognize what's going on and what's going on with the time as a result of that, and that's
right.
that's what the planets are for. It wasn't necessary
right, so
for
I
us to have planets.
So I guess what I'm hearing South Carolina saying, I feel the same way. Because I look beyond what will happen. I'm not going to sit here and say America's not going to, or people, we're not going to go through trials and tribulations during it. What I am looking at is God's grace on the back, what will come out of it. Because anytime he has done something, his love has shown abound. His love has abounded upon this earth. That's what I'm looking for. So anytime you give somebody, especially a prophetic word that is going to cause them to maybe become fearful or have a negative reaction, you should always remind them of God's love and his grace. And yes, Tracy's right. We have been under God's grace for so long, but his grace is going to show even more significantly when this time is up.
feel you, but what you just said is not true because God wants some folks scared when you give them a word.
We're not talking about those who hear, but I'm talking about
unbelievers, believers, it doesn't matter. God wants to scare the God wants to scare the hell out of you. That's what he wants. He wants you to recognize who he is.
So what you're saying is that...
But it's not a fear. Like, I'm fearful of a man coming and raping me, and I'm going to be destroyed for the rest of my life, or somebody coming and shoot and take my part.
It should be that kind of fear. Diva, you don't know enough yet. I understand. It should be that kind of fear because he said snatch some from the pits of hell by fear. Diva, this is not Bible. We're not going through that because of this. There are occasions and situations when God says, use this, use that, use the love, use hate, use whatever. No hatred ever from us.
So I got one question.
Yes.
It says, you said that the United States is like going to go through trials and tribulations. Does that mean like we're all going to be Browns fans?
Yeah. Local caller, you're in the air.
I hope not.
Good morning. Yes, sir. You are up. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. We have a government going after our food supply.
Yes.
I don't understand it. Out in California, it took the farmers down. And now they're taking the ranchers down. They're after our food supply for complete control. And that's just like with Obamacare. It's for complete control. And all of this is going. They're doing to us exactly like they did to the Indians. They gave them diseases. With our open borders, we're getting our diseases in. They're killing off our food supply like they did the buffalo for the Indians. And they keep on going down the same route. And just like with Bundy and his $1 million fine or charge for grace, how much does that raise the price of a steak? Just think about what's really going on in this country. We have an out-of-control government that needs taken down. It's got to be, or we're going to lose our country completely. George Bush has a 200,000-acre ranch down in South America that he purchased, setting on an aquifer. Pickens and Pelosi, they're set on an aquifer down in outside of Dallas, Texas, where they took two employees and made a town out so they could claim the aquifer. So this is what's going on in our country, and people better wake up. And I've got one more suggestion for you, if you don't mind. I'd like to hear you sing Home on the Range. For the deer and the antelope.
Not going to do it today, my friend, but we'll get it in. You keep listening.
But they're after the cows for the fart, saying that's changing the weather, you know. Home on the range where the deer and the antelope fart, which seldom is heard, a discouraging word, and the cattle fart all day at night. Have a good day.
Actually,
yourself, but watch the food supply. Because
you are correct, and I'll bring up something in a minute about that.
They've brought that up again. I thought it was dead, but they have brought up the cow fart tax again.
Oh, yeah.
And they've just done, the state of California isn't allowing any farm tractor or road tractor built after 2008.
Uh-huh.
They are confiscating them, crushing them, and giving you a voucher to go buy a new tractor.
You mean before 2008?
If it was built before 2008, you will not be allowed to register it or drive it on the street on a street in California.
No, that's going to take in California, I don't know what that will cause.
That will drive millions of people out.
I'll tell you what.
Well, not
all those little Alice Chalmers I've seen down here would be off the road for sure.
Yep.
Oh,
but
man,
they're
please.
Vouchers to where you can go and purchase a newer model.
Do you know what a new truck costs, Diva? Do you know what a new road tractor costs? About $250,000.
Okay, but if they're issuing a voucher so that you can
they're
go
not
and buy one.
They're not issuing you a voucher to buy for enough money to buy a new tractor. They're issuing you a voucher to cover the cost of your loss. So they've taken a tractor that's worth, say, $10,000 from you and told you you got to go buy a $250,000 truck. And they've given you $10,000 to do it with.
That's corporate.
Well, you know, farm implementation.
Profits, that's all.
Yeah, farm implementation equipment usually can operate on highways tax-free anyway.
And regarding this fart tax, they need to get Al Sharpton out there to assert that his people's cattle don't fart, they poot.
Before we go to break.
I thought every time he spoke it was a fart.
Yeah.
Tell me what Jesse told you about that right there, about the attack, the cow fart.
Yeah, we were talking about, I don't know, some family out in California, and he made a story out of it. Jesse told me, he said, here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. They all had head of gold like their mother, the youngest one in curls. Here's a story of a man named Brady. And they were covered by Obamacare.
Is this what old people's humor sounds like?
That's why you scream like a female.
Because I'm laughing, that's why. How about that, baby?
I
will not
eat
green eggs and ham, Sam I am.
Sam I am. That was good. I have to give that one to Sarah Palin. She did that one really good.
Yeah, that was funny.
No, I don't like it one bit. I don't like this Obamacare. We'll be back after these messages, and we'll continue on. We want to talk to you.
I'm happy that science will once again prove itself right as the moon aligns itself with the earth and go through a process that makes the sky appear blue when it really is not. It will make the moon appear to be red. You know, you got some people who actually believe that if you were standing on the moon's surface and you look down at your feet, the soil that you're standing on, the ground that you're standing on, the surface that you're standing on, will actually turn red.
I think that's just a bunch of superstitious nonsense, man. When people get caught up in stuff,
concerned about someone else's religious beliefs?
Because they try to teach that to our children.
My child is not your child, so if I teach that to my child, and if another believer teaches that to their child, what is any business of yours?
No, because they just don't stop there. They want to go and teach everybody's children, just like the army was passing out Bibles in Iraq.
But
you got no business doing that stuff.
But, yeah, you're right. That's not true, because our Bible, our word says that we are to go into many nations and make disciples of many men.
Wait a minute. That's your word. That ain't my word.
Okay, ain't nobody forcing you to pass on a Bible, Bianchi?
That's why come I have. That's why come I carry my peace with me, Diva.
Okay,
I perceive that as being an assault.
You have the right. Well, the federal government does not. The government does not see it as so, and if you shoot somebody,
the government
is
not supposed to see it as so. They're supposed to be neutral, and they're not even supposed to recognize, which they don't.
Bianchi, you have the right to refuse, but to refuse physically in such a manner,
that's my right. I perceive it as being a threat. I got a right to stand my ground.
No, you don't have a right to stand your ground in that matter, because
the law says I do.
The law does not establish that you have the right to shoot somebody because they're sharing their beliefs with you.
The law has, I don't know, they may, well, when they walk up to me, they want to hit me over the head with it. So I'm going to shoot.
Now you're being stupid. And,
no, I'm not, because they dead and I'm alive with my gun, and they dead with their Bible that they try to hit me over the head with.
In most states, you have to meet force with like force. So, Andrew Brown might not work in that case.
Well, I don't have a Bible to hit somebody back over the head with. But the case is, this stuff about bringing prayer back in public schools and all that stuff is a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, I use my gun. You use your Bible. Good luck with that. That's all I got to say on that issue.
What did you say, Eric?
So I said, you use your Bible, I use my gun to defend myself. We'll see how it works out.
Okay. Okay. I'm lost there, but okay.
Hey, Bianca, did you really go out there to Nevada, man, or were you just...
Oh, absolutely, man. I don't mess around.
Oh, you went out there?
I'm ready to go. You have to stand shoulder to shoulder.
And friends, and we're talking to you about what's on our mind. And just as a side note again, I wanted to read a couple of the things that that happened as a blood moon. There was a blood moon once again at the time that Christ was crucified. Also, that there was a blood moon when the Jews were expelled from Spain. There was also a blood moon when Israel became a nation, a tetrarch. This is a tetrarch where they came four on the Jewish holidays. There was also when the Six-Day War happened, and Israel, of course, won that war. There's so many things that have happened significant to Israel. It's very hard for somebody to say that this is just coincidence. It evidently is, for, as the Bible says, for a time and signs of the times and the seasons. So I'm going to ask my local caller. Local caller, you're in there. Hurry up, man. Get to your point.
Well, my point is that the one religious group that I talk about, they actually, Jehovah's Witnesses, believe that God is going to bring judgment upon the earth, too.
Everybody does, right?
And, of course, that's during the time of the Great Tribulation.
Okay.
I also believe that Jesus is going to be the one who's going to carry it out, because it was mentioned to me in one of their articles how Jesus is going to come down on a white horse and strike the nation.
Okay.
So, and yes, Diva, when that happens, it's going to be a fearful time on earth. That means that God is going to move grace as well as mercy upon the earth. And all those who are opposers against God is going to go down with this system. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Again,
thank you.
I was under the assumption that the conversation was for believers, not non-believers.
We're speaking to everybody here, because I asked, does anybody think that there's a significance to it? And so that you don't have to be a believer to say, well, you know, really, there's something to that, or no, there's nothing to that. And I'm surprised.
Yeah, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series
that
night.
You didn't want to hear what Pianki or Kavina May had to say, though.
I did too.
You said this is only for believers.
No, I didn't. I didn't say any such thing, Diva. I didn't say.
Tracy did.
I said that. Tracy said that. That wasn't what I said. Now, my point is this. I want to know whether those people that are believers or not believers. Here we go. I can't take these things. Jamu Green on there. Oh my God! I'm looking at news. But anyway, I'm not afraid of unbelievers telling me what they think. I just don't want a bunch of BS about it. I want people to tell me something significant. It's not about at night. It's about significant occurrences with a set of people that seems to always happen. It always has something to do with them being moved and to a better place, even after they might have been afflicted or attacked. And the thing is it's very significant that whenever you have this tetrarch, that's four blood moons in a row falling on Jewish holidays, that you get something crazy happening. So that's my question.
But, Jeff, in all honesty, These things are very predictable. It is not easy to set your holiday on a predictable calendar. If they were let me finish.
But you're starting out with a premise that's not correct.
So you're saying that these aren't predictable. Why do Easter not fall the same day all the time?
I'm telling you that how could you have set your holiday to come on something like this years ago when you didn't have any idea of how to predict such a thing?
Well, that's not true. Ancient Egyptians had calendars that coincide, and they really were the first one that came up with this whole thing about signs and houses. That was very
accurate. They were not.
Oh, sure they were. They computed the circumference of the earth. They talk about the 25,000-year procession, which is still valid today.
That was Job, first of all, in the book of Job that talks about the circumference of the earth, which predated anything in Egypt.
Jeff, I'm not going to argue with you on the air about this.
You can't lead off from this point on.
You're absolutely right. You are so true. I relinquish. I don't feel like arguing. I just came from a very hectic weekend with Mr. Bundy.
I'm going there because I'm doing this part. Thank you. And once again, my point is I'm going there for one reason. I asked what anybody thought about the significance of it. If you say there's nothing to it, then that's your opinion, and that's good. 330-221, you're in there.
Jeff, I thank you very much for your comments, and I hope you continue. And I hope you don't let anyone discourage you from the information that you're giving out. A lot of us haven't been aware of the blood moons. And as a result of your broadcast and some of the other people, we have been made aware. So thank you very much there.
Thank you, and I hope that somebody was made aware that didn't know before.
Jeff, I definitely, hold that we can look for signs of God's beneficence and his wrath in not just the blood moon, but in the signs of nature.
Absolutely.
Because I tell you what, in Psalms 19:1, we read that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. And we also read in Proverbs 14:34 that justice exalteth the nation, but sin is a shame to the people.
And a reproach, that's right.
And so while I think we run the risk of sacrificing our own soteriological integrity, frankly, if we look to particulars like a blood moon or a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse or even a tsunami, I think that it's best, to maintain our own soteriological integrity, to just agree that there is a causal link between deviating from God's will and, suffering his wrath, falling under the Father's fatherly displeasure. The Westminster Assembly of Divines made that clear in England centuries ago.
And everybody is in. We have what's my man's name? Oh, New York. Liberal.
Stanley.
You're in there. Stanley, Eric, Pionki, Diva, South Carolina, Not So Blonde. Mike, you haven't said a word yet. Talk to me.
I've just been listening. I was just thinking about our nation and our problems. Last night I was watching 60 Minutes, and they interviewed, did a nice piece on the new Pope. And when they asked for people's opinion of him, who have met him, they went to our illustrious president. And, man, he did not take 15 seconds that he turned the conversation around and started talking about himself. I mean, and it's like, holy smokes, come on. You're on 60 Minutes. You want to look gracious, and you don't want to look like some narcissistic, mentally disturbed psychopath. Stop talking about yourself all the time. The topic is the Pope.
He's narcissistic and he's a sociopath on top of that, because he has no regard for anybody else.
Serious coaching and public speaking.
Well, this bothered me to no end as I watched this, because, like I said, I saw him coming, And I can't say that everybody can see, you know, when somebody's going to be a certain way. Whatever you chalk it up to, I saw this guy coming.
Yeah.
And that he would be just like he is doing. And it really ticked me off because I know he's snatching freedom from people, snatching it.
Yeah.
And nobody is seemingly able to stand up to him right now.
Well,
if there's anybody that's not, go ahead.
When he did his speech in Chicago there, I think it was his acceptance speech, and he stood between those styrofoam mock columns of the Parthenon when he gave
right.
his speech. I mean, holy smoke, who are you? Do you think you're Hercules or Zeus? Or I mean, what is your trip, man? You know? Anyway, the other thing is I just want to reach out to the gentleman who spoke earlier about the aquifers, and he's one of the few people that, well, actually, he's the only person on talk radio that I have ever heard bring that subject up that we have known when T. Boone Pickens was running around saying, windmills, windmills, windmills. And, of course, he wanted to locate them 800 miles away from where the electricity was needed, and I can understand that because you have to get a payback on those things, and you got to go into high risk zones to do that. But then he wanted to supply the electricity to the town of Dallas where they have all this growth. And he was, other than trying to get you, the taxpayer, to subsidize his windmill, by the way, which he never did go ahead with the contract and buy from GE, because the whole move was as follows. To bring the electricity there, he needed to put up transmission lines. They were going to cost five times more into the billions than the windmills were going to cost him. And to get transmission lines, it's like the old days of railroading, where you have to get the right-of-way through all that land, 800 miles of easement across there to put your towers up and your lines up.
Okay.
And it was never really about bringing the electricity, because once he had that 200-foot-wide right-of-way, he owns it. If he wanted to put a road on it, he could. It's his land. He has that easement. Well, what he was planning to do was the bigger crisis in Dallas, as the city expanded through Plano and all those other areas, the biggest crisis wasn't a lack of electricity. It was a lack of fresh drinking water. He was going to put a pipe once he had the easement from where his aquifer was, those 800 miles in Dallas. He'd make more money selling water by the gallon to the citizens than he ever would electricity by the kilowatt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no doubt about it. Here's let me add to that so that people can get a good picture. We're talking about the Keystone pipeline,
uh-huh.
XL pipeline.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't we do that when we know that we're using that oil right now and shipping it down to the coast? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the safest way to move petroleum is through a pipeline, but we're doing it on rail cars owned by the president's buddy.
His secretary gets paid more tax more than him.
Warren Buffett.
Which is a lie.
Warren Buffett, yep.
Yeah, we were going.
Burlington Northern, the Burlington Northern Railroad is transporting all of that oil, and we know the safest way to transport oil is by pipeline.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So every time you see
somebody pull out a back scratcher, all you got to see is which one of their friends has an itch.
Oh, absolutely. And guess what? That's how you know why the Koch brothers are getting attacked.
Yeah.
The Koch brothers are 59th on the frickin' list of donors.
And you got to get to 17 before you find a conservative.
One conservative. So 16 liberal organizations give way more than the Koch brothers could come up with in a year. But you don't mind those 17 that haven't done anything for society. However, the Koch brothers build wings on hospitals.
The Koch brothers actually funded same-sex marriage.
They sure did. We'll be right
you're
back.
You can be a Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600.
So, hey, how about that person threw the shoe at Hillary?
I don't understand how anybody could find that funny. I don't.
I find it very disconcerting that somebody of her stature doesn't have enough bush.
I don't know why they waste a good shoe on somebody like that witch.
I was very upset when it happened. I was very upset. and I did not find it very funny. I found it disrespectful not only to our president but to our nation as well. And
well, it's a traditional way. It's a traditional way of showing that we think you're no damn good. I applaud.
Exactly.
I applaud.
But still, it was disrespectful. It was
not disrespectful. How is it disrespectful for Bush to be
that's
in somebody else's country and they demonstrate how they have traditionally done to show you aren't no damn good?
Yeah, that lady was a far left wing.
Damn.
I'm sorry. It was disrespectful. You don't have to agree with my opinion. You don't have to like it. But I still feel that it was disrespectful. I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now.
That could have easily been something dangerous.
I can understand, Pianti, why you would think it was okay. I mean, you would shoot somebody for reading a Bible to
you.
So I could get...
I said when they want to put their hands on my forehead, I'm shooting them.
They're not going to put their hands on your forehead without asking you first.
That's a lie. They do it all the time. I guess I got
to
make a YouTube of it, huh?
Well, I guess because somebody wants to pray for you, I
don't need nobody to put no hanks on me.
What bothers me is that Hillary had so little security. That could have been something explosive they threw at her.
Yeah.
You don't know. And enough politics in this country have been determined by a bullet now for 50 years.
Well, Mike, isn't it not like Benghazi? You saying that she has such little security?
Yeah. Divine justice, Bianchi.
What difference does it make?
That's true. What difference if one male former Secretary of State dies in a speech? What difference does it make? Very good, Bianchi.
that should be her campaign. That should be her campaign slogan.
So, yeah, what difference does it make? Oh, yeah, Donald Trump, they're saying, was up in New Hampshire over the weekend that he may get serious to run for president again. Well, if it's Hillary and Donald, that ought to be a real interesting election because he will go on the attack.
Yeah, I'd rather see Jesse Ventura.
I don't think
while
he's at the vote, though.
He could get Clint Eastwood to run as his vice president, I guess.
You mean a guy who talked to an empty chair? No, thank you.
Hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that part.
It was funny, but
every place our president went to speak after his first election, he was sitting there. They had to bring people in off the streets to fill the chairs.
That's right.
So he was talking to a whole room of empty chairs. So, you know. I thought it was pretty good. The teleprompter failed. So Clint Eastwood improvised. Our president, when his teleprompter fails, they have to cancel the speech. I'm beginning not to like this guy
because
he's mentally disturbed.
During his speech in Denver, when he accepted the first nomination in 2008, the teleprompters were acting up, and a lot of that speech was done on the cuff. You can really tell when he is.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
Or he's off the cuff, you can tell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm a better orator when I'm speaking something. If I'm reading a book, I'm much better than if I'm speaking off the cuff. Some people just, their thoughts are running faster in their heads than the words come out of their mouth, and it gets convoluted. So, but, yeah, he is long-winded. I get that much.
Well, he's a college
professor.
He likes to lecture everybody and talk down to you, and that gets old after a while.
I don't know necessarily college professors like to talk down to you, but they do like to lecture. They feel like they have to explain everything and every minute detail.
Yeah, that's called talking down
to
you. That's assuming the audience is stupid. That is talking down to you.
Okay.
That's right. That's why I come in and start reconfigure auditorium, lecture auditorium.
Okay, Bianchi, Jesse Ventura is president. Clint Eastwood's vice president. Chuck Norris is secretary of state.
There's
going to
be a lot of ass kicking.
That's right. That's what we need. We need some secretary of state when they say, I have heard enough of this BS. It just starts kung fu chopping people. A few kicks to the head. Maybe we can renegotiate our trade deal with China.
Well, I had to make sure that my grandson understands the principles behind the diffusion of light and the refraction of light in order to explain these mythical Twilight Zone, Zulu.
Yeah.
Things that we found us, he would find himself being impressed with.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Red moons.
It's cycles of the moon. It's predictable. And all they need to do is go look up two words on Google and read what it says. The Anthracerus clock. It was a hand-machined clock that was a calendar. It was the celestial predictor of the moon cycles, the star cycles, everything. And it was handmade back in 3500 B.C. by some unknown tinkerer who knew enough about it. They found it in a shipwreck, and they have restored it. And the darn thing is as accurate as any computer today for predicting cycles of the moons and the celestial events going on through the year. The Anthracerus clock, and it was, like I say, 3,500 years old. 3,500 B.C., excuse me. Every year in it was...
And you know another thing, too, Mike.
So
you ever wonder why...
Let me ask you something, Mike. Why did... Have you brought that point up to Jeff Green?
No, not yet. No, I didn't get a chance to. We're on hold here.
Okay.
You ever wonder why come a turtle shell is hard? Because he got damn sick and tired of cows stepping on him, so he created a hard shell.
Right.
Not that the cows stepped on him intentionally.
Right.
Cows' visions don't work that way, that direction, very well. So nature felt that, well, we're going to have to give you a hard shell, a hard house, so when the cows go to step on you, he realized what he's about to do and move his feet to the side.
Well, that's, see, a lot of that I chalk up to natural selection. The turtles with the soft shell didn't live long enough to reproduce.
That's right.
Mornings with Tracy and Friends. The room just keeps on getting smaller and bigger and bigger and smaller.
We got a lot of friends.
We got friends. Six, Eric and I are in the air chair with Chaka Khan doing her thing. We're talking to you today here on WSOM 600 AM about what's on our mind and listening to what's on your mind as well. Here we do have... one thing, I'm going to have to pull a Bill O'Reilly. I don't like bloviating on the air. I'll just get to the point. Who's still out here? Well, we got Kavina Man disappeared, so we got Pianki. I got Stanley. I have Eric. I have Diva. I have South Carolina and Not So Blind Mike. And we're going to continue talking to you. As soon as I can stop the music here. Stop the music.
Jeff, can I make a comment about the carbon tax?
The numbers here are 330-781-9600. And the next one is 1-347-945-5229. That's our unlimited internet access lines. So we want to hear from you what's going on. And... once again, we have this situation where we have people trying to get people riled up to vote, and they tell you they're trying to take you from, make it harder for you to vote. That's going to discourage somebody from voting. If, guess what? With 30 days to vote, doggone it, in most places, if you are getting pushed off by some little changes here and there, guess what? You deserve not to vote.
Mr. Green.
That's a long stretch on BPC.
When did they stop issuing provisional ballots?
They evidently stopped it 10, 20 years ago.
Because I heard the president's speech.
Jesse? Yeah, I want to know if Jesse know anything about the voting.
We secured that right when we marched from Selma to Montgomery. The disappearance of of minute voter registration threatened by vigilante terror.
Now, Mr. Jackson, when did they do away with the provisional ballots? Because I saw the president's speech the other day, and he said that people were turned away from polling places because they didn't have the proper ID. And it's my understanding that everybody gets a provisional ballot, and then they have to go back and verify that provisional ballot.
That's all that happened. Go ahead, Jesse. I'm sorry.
Well, like the old saying goes, I told I thought I'd put a tat. I did thought I'd put a tat.
Hey, Jesse, I had a question for Jesse.
Go ahead.
How do you feel about the lady that voted 6 times in Ohio?
Once, twice, 3 times or later. I love you.
But, you know, there is some
legitimacy. If she voted for my candidate, she should have voted 6 more. If she voted for the other guy, what a shame. She should go to jail.
There is legitimacy in voter restriction.
That's her prerogative. I can do what I want to do.
Bianchi's turn. It's Bianchi's turn. Go ahead, Bianchi.
I do sympathize with the issue that the people in North Carolina are raising, because it is wrong, where they are making it harder for people to vote. They move in polling places where it's known that people take the public transportation to get to these places. Now they move them out further. And also cutting down on the time where voters can utilize early voting, which has been, you know, established there for a long, long time.
And guess what, Bianchi? First of all, I tried to tell people in the first place, it takes for you to put a polling place in, you have to ask somebody, can you use their building for that day for polls? You don't have your own locations, and it pays that you don't have them, because you have too many different areas that change voting patterns from year to year. So when you're talking about that, they're not doing this without one side or the other knowing about it or agreeing to it. You have Republicans and Democrats agreeing to change those locations. It is not one-party rule. That's the stupidity of this and the foolishness of the argument, because you get people that don't know, or they are complicit with the people that are bringing up this argument.
Well, it's a valid argument, though. I mean,
regardless
of the people.
How is it valid when you have Republicans and Democrats agreeing?
Well, it's affecting the people who try to vote. It's their argument. Now, it's, you know, polling places can be at your public school, which many are. And, you know, you can look at some other things, like when you have a highway, you got one road leading to a polling place, and you got highway patrol sitting there doing sobriety and safety checkpoint. Well, there's a lot of inequities that go on
both sides, but
people should have the ability to exercise their right to vote.
What does
I have no problem with ID now.
What does a doggone sobriety checkpoint, which I've never seen on Election Day. I've never seen a sobriety checkpoint ever in my life.
They had them in Florida. They had them in Florida, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm having a hard time grasping that. Why, who did it, and who wasn't smart enough to stop that from happening?
Well, you have to look who was the governor at the time. I think it was one of your buddies out of Texas, son.
Jeb Bush, when they had that?
Looks like my neighbor back home is going to prison, Governor Rowland. He's been indicted again for something else. And back home, Jeff, that would have been a very effective tactic to do sobriety checks, since most of the Democratic candidates were Irish. And we all know the Irish drink and celebrate on Election Day. So that would have been a way to discourage the Irish vote. The Democratic vote back in my town.
Where are you from?
Waterbury, Connecticut.
Oh, from Connecticut, okay.
Yeah, big indictment. So yeah, and John Rowland used to live about 2 blocks away from me, and I think he's been indicted. He was the governor who went to prison a couple years back, 10 years ago. And we had 2 mayors in our town go to prison, one Republican and one Democrat. We like to be fair with who we send.
Yeah, you're spreading the love around, right?
just spreading it around, like, keeping everybody happy.
Like I was trying to tell these some of these people here again, when you're talking about corruption, the Democrats beat Republicans 10 to 1. I'm sorry, but you do have some Republicans that do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But the point is, it doesn't matter. And I sit up and when they charge this racism, Jamu Green was just on my TV screen talking about that they're suggesting racism inside the Republican Party. Well, doggone it, you tell me where's there's some racism not in the Democrat Party. And I can prove to you from top to bottom, including the latest debacle where the Secretary of State candidate for the Democrat Party doesn't even have her face on the state literature. She's black. So you tell me that's not racism, and then it's my party or the Republicans, as you can say it like a cuss word, this got the racism in it.
Well, both parties do this.
Well, Jeff, I tell you what, though, you know, from what Biden says, you know, all the illegal aliens are, you know, they're already citizens anyway, so I guess they'll be voting in the next election.
everybody that died in Chicago, you know, a lot of dead folks voted in Chicago.
Yeah.
And but there's no voter fraud.
Wonder if Jimmy Hoffa's back in.
Yeah. And how
Hoffa cast the votes.
Who would have thought voting Democrat could be fatal? They proved it with those statistics.
Yeah, I think my dog should get the vote.
Hey, Jeff, I like that. Republican's the cuss word. So someone comes in and he goes, why don't you go Republican yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't give a GOP.
Yeah, I saw your sister GOPing on the corner the other day.
But it's
yeah,
like,
GOP
that's
yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You filthy little GOP. that's what it is.
Wait a minute, Jeff. Isn't your nickname the Notorious GOP?
Yeah, absolutely. That's who I am. I'm the Notorious GOP, Green on Politics.
Right.
But
yeah,
you know what?
GOP.
Here it goes once again. Once again, you know, they do this and they take for granted that the people are ignorant. They take for granted.
That's what it's got these days. But okay.
Yeah, well, here it is. Nobody knows that no board of election makes a decision without both sides of the board of elections agreeing to that decision.
Mm-hmm.
They have to vote.
Yeah, but
they
if
have
you say
to
agreeing,
vote.
How about compromising? And say, okay, we'll yield on that one, but we're moving this polling place over here so it's good for our people. I'll bet you it's more backroom dealing than it is agreeing.
You know what? In the case where I live at,
yeah,
they're pretty reasonable when it comes to this. And the thing is you have a hard time finding locations, and I'm sure it's that way everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Another tactic, Jeff, is not having enough machines at the polling place.
Well,
you have people wrapped around the block two or three times, and you only got four or five machines where you need to have 40.
But think about it. Why would Republicans want to suppress people's votes? Don't they want to win the election? I mean, you think about it. That's how silly this whole argument is.
Eric, if you suppress the Democratic vote in Democratic areas, where there are mostly Democratic voters, then they win. That's my point, Diva.
That's what this is about. This is about people voting Democrat. They don't care about people's voting rights. They don't care who you vote for, period.
Look, I've always contended, whether it's Democrat or Republican, most of this is about both sides trying to keep power. That's all this is about. 2008, Democrats did a great job of registering new voters and getting them out to the poll. Me as a Republican, that's going to worry me. Wait a minute, all these new Democrats getting out to the polls and are voting in national elections? Come on now, you can't say they're not sitting back and thinking and wondering about that.
Once again, Diva, you also have to understand that they caught over 6,000 people voting in two states down in North Carolina. And
not
they,
enough
they,
to swung the elections in the favor
of Republicans. Well, Diva, what the hell are you going to say here? Okay, stop the craziness. If they caught 6,000, how many got away? I said stop the craziness. How, if they got 6,000, how many got away?
I'm not, okay, all right, whatever.
I asked a question. So see, so stop the stupid. That's why we changed
it. It's not stupid. The fact of the matter is, this all came about as seeing an influx of Democratic registration. And you trying
Diva.
To get me to sit here and say,
they
oh,
don't,
this
they
no,
don't care about the people, Diva.
The 25.
Go ahead.
If 25 million people, if 25 million people don't have IDs, guess what? Those 25 million people can't get a job. They can't enter a federal building. They can't board a plane.
They can't cash a check. They can't apply for welfare without proper ID.
I'm confused because
I rarely pull my ID out on anything.
But you have it. You're established, Diva. You had to pull it out. That's why you have it. Your bank doesn't ask for it all the time, but to open the account, they had to see it.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't understand what your priorities are. You know, you want to better people lives, or you want to vote for a Democrat?
Okay, but hold on. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Eric, I didn't know where
you said. In a second, we are. Anyway.
What, you know what, Jeff?
My seven looks like a one.
Don't mess.
You know what, Jeff? You can't deny that remnants of the old Southern Manifesto still does exist.
He'll deny it.
I mean, bottom line, if you don't have an ID, you're not going to get very far in life. So I don't understand why this is a big problem for Democrats that people don't have an ID.
I know plenty of people who don't have IDs, who have expired IDs, and still getting very far. I mean, the way the system works
what
now, everything's moving to
what is wrong with having an ID, Diva? Fundamentally, never mind the voting issue. What is wrong with everybody in the society? First of all, the state I'm from, Connecticut, is the minute you were 18, you had to have an ID. In case a cop pulled you over, you had to prove who you were. That was that goes back 40 years
ago.
Okay,
that in itself.
Yeah, I'm 43 years old. I have never not had a job and not been asked to see an ID. I mean, I know.
Anybody who has an issue with the government, the fact that you have to prove you who you are as a citizen should get your hairs raised. Secondly, it's not about the fact that you need an ID. It's the fact that if it wasn't broken, if it didn't bother anything or hurt anything before, now all of a sudden you want to change it. And why you want to change it? That's what I'm questioning. Why all of a sudden
do you have to have ID
have
to get your AIDS?
Because, Diva,
I'm sorry?
If you happen to look like somebody on one of the 10 most wanted posters, you could just flash your ID and prove it ain't you, and you
Diva,
go on
do
your
you
merry
have
way.
ID
or you
want to
sit in jail for a week while they do blood tests and DNA tests and bring in 400 witnesses to say it's not you.
Diva,
you
do you have to have ID with your SNAP card?
Here. Flashing an ID versus being falsely identified for a crime?
You
that's what used to happen
dollars.
In those days.
Diva, do you have to have ID with your SNAP card?
To get the what?
Do you have to have ID with to use your SNAP card?
Your SNAP card?
Yeah.
I'm not on SNAP. But when I was on food stamps, no, I ain't never had to use ID.
How about your housing? How about your housing subsidies?
When you first go to sign up, yeah, but you can have an expired ID. You don't have.
Well,
to
see,
current.
That's the problem. That's why you have such a difficult time
hey,
in your debates
hey,
with us,
hey,
Diva.
That's my point. Now you've
okay,
touched on
like
an area that I'm. Hey, Diva. Now you're turning that touch on an area that I'm an expert in. You cannot get government subsidized housing until you number one prove who you are. Prove how old you are, and prove that you've got a Social Security card. You've got to have one of those three things. Yeah,
that's completely
if you
different
have all
than
of those
having.
Things, I can't,
that
I
is
can't,
completely
can't,
different than having an up-to-date, current, valid. Have a current ID.
I cannot. I have.
It
got
doesn't
have
to be
I
valid.
I have to have a current. I have to have a current ID card. I cannot. I cannot
yeah, I
allow
have,
you into government housing.
If
so you
have
a current
have
full of ID,
South Carolina. If I don't have a government-issued state ID card, I can prove my identity through some other means. I don't have to prove it through my
No, no, no.
Yeah, but
not government subsidized housing.
Diva, what can you use to prove your identity? Diva, what can you use to prove your identity other than an ID card? What can you
use? Thank you. Tell me what you can do.
An approved ID card at that.
What can you
You can make up anything on a computer with a printer.
Yeah, what can you do
to
prove your ID?
Don't just say it. Tell me what you do.
If you would stop talking at me and I can answer the question. I mean, don't ask me a question and then you guys keep lobbing the same question at me over and over again. So it's just about proving your identity. There are plenty of ways to prove your identity. In the state of Ohio, in the state of Ohio, at least here in Franklin County, if you say, I don't have a state ID, they will find other means.
And what are those other
means? What are the means? What are the means?
Stop talking in circles. We asked you a question that requires a simple, direct answer. What app can you use?
Is it raining, yes or no? It's that kind of question.
No, it's not a yes or no question because you asked me a
goodness.
Question.
Oh, my goodness. That's your problem, Diva.
But what are you running
Diva
for? You're a perfect politician.
Oh, my God.
Never answer a question.
You guys are shut up.
What can you use for an ID when you don't have an ID?
She's a welfare
here
employee.
Here on Afternoon with Tracy and Prince.
Hello.
And we're here on WSLM 600 AM. The numbers here are 330-360-1848 and 1347-945-5229. And we're talking to you. And I don't know who was last, but what I'm going to do, you guys, somebody was making a point, but I'm going to bring my unlisted caller in first.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Jeff, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep discussing about voter ID, but then they have potentially, because military people with an ID could not vote either. You had to have a specific ID to go and vote. And then you have some of the older people, they didn't have that birth certificate, and they've been voting ever since they had the opportunity to, because they didn't always have the right to vote.
Wait a minute. Stop. You said military people couldn't vote?
Yes, they have Pacific. You couldn't use your ID, that ID either. You had to have a state ID. College students couldn't use their ID for their university that they were going to. They have IDs,
that's
too.
That's right.
And that was
the
problem.
Because the state law requires you have an ID with an address on it.
I'm asking a question. And so I don't understand. If you're on the voter roll and your name is there, why do you have to go do all that if you can just show them your name with an ID?
Because I could show them your name.
How do they know? Who you are?
Hold on,
with any kind of ID with your picture on it and your name, and you showed it to them, why it's got to be a specifically handed?
Because my wife can walk in and say she's you. My daughter can walk in and say she's you.
No, that's not what I said. I said any kind of ID. She can't walk in with like me if her picture is on the ID that she has. But her information.
That's what they just answered you, Seth. Wait
name.
A minute now. Okay. Snakes, go ahead.
You have to have, state law says you have to have an ID with your address on it. And I believe they will still accept an electric bill or a telephone bill with your name and your address on it as ID to vote in the state of Ohio.
Because if that's the case, you can have a twin and look identically and go in there and use her ID if that was the case. But y'all were born at different times. So that's what I'm saying. What's the big problem? It's never been a problem before. So all of a sudden it's a problem now that you got to have all these things. And I've been in a voting where they counted my ballots before. Let me tell you, where they counted ballots before. And the people that I was sitting there watching count, they count them the way they want them, depending on what party they want to win. And what precinct.
And did you report it to the legal people?
You talking about the state, I'm talking about federal. Everybody should have the right to vote. If people can go in other countries and vote and with a fingerprint on a dot, they don't have to show ID. They just go and vote. Why can't we
Actually, they have to have the recent Ukrainian election.
You answered your own question.
You answered your own question. A fingerprint is legal ID.
In those other countries.
And not only that.
But then again, your twin can have the same fingerprint. You know that, don't you? So there goes that other argument you had.
I didn't know that. I thought that.
How come they just don't move to some type of electronic system? Like when I go to my doctor's office, I go to a new doctor now, I have to give them my ID along with my insurance card. They take a picture of me, they scan my ID, and it's in the system. So when I go back, they already have a picture matching in their system, matching what I look like. So
because
therefore, you already know who is who.
because it would cost astronomically, and that's why they don't do it. That's
and,
why they're not.
And,
well, here you go with
Dan.
See,
worth it?
And what?
Once again,
once again.
Go
buy an iPhone. Quit buying Air Jordans and all this other crap and go buy yourself an ID. Period.
You can buy an ID. You can have a fishing license. You can have a fishing license. That's an ID. But you still can use it.
No, it has to be a legal ID.
Thank you. It's got to be legal. But it's your face on it.
A college ID. A college identification is not a legal ID.
If it was really about ways where it will not, where people will not feel like they're disenfranchised. But it doesn't seem like the argument is really, you're not trying to stop the argument. It's like both sides are trying to keep the argument going.
Diva, one side. Diva, one side
is
trying to keep the argument. Wait a minute. One side is trying to keep the argument going. It is the people that are. Can I finish? Hold on, Eric. Is the people that want to keep this argument going are the people that want to rile up dumb people to go vote, ignorant people to go vote. Now, these people aren't dumb. I take that back. They're ignorant. They don't know. And that's what ignorance means.
May I,
it costs about what?
And 440, you'll be next.
It costs what, about $10 for an ID? If 4 years go by and you can't come up with enough money to get an ID, you don't deserve to vote, period.
I offered on this radio show 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
I was with you, right with you.
Right. That we will buy an ID for somebody if they can't afford to buy one.
The state of South Carolina offered free rides and free IDs. They got 3 takers for an entire state. And I haven't noticed anything changed in my polling place in the last 10 years.
I don't understand, because just about every government agency that we have now using the electronic system to prove who you are.
No.
But yet you mean to tell me the elected commissions can't do the same? I mean, yes, on cost,
Diva,
but it would end this argument. I just don't understand
Diva, first of all, it'll cost astronomically to go to every polling location and have a system where you're in it. Astronomically. I'm sure they're working towards some kind of a way to do this. But the Democrats don't want this. They want to do what they did in North Carolina. They want 6,000 people. They want 6,000 people or better to go vote in 2 or 3 different locations. And the point is that they can get it done. If it's only done by a freaking utility bill, they can make a utility bill in somebody's name. That's why I say, no, you got to have a picture ID, some sort of ID, because you can't get in an Obama rally without a picture ID. So why should that be any different than you going to vote?
That shows
you're
that they
voting.
Don't care about people.
I don't have to worry about
the
terrorist
about
threat at the polling place where the president
yes,
is.
Yes, you
that's
do. You have to worry about terrorist threats from people like Raza and other places where they come in to try to upset your system.
Yeah, and the NAACP.
You are in there.
You can't use the same ID that you use to get in the club to go vote.
440, you're in there.
Yes, can I change subject for a second?
Go ahead.
I have a question for you. Who is the Democrat congressman that he wants to legalize bestiality and eventually you being able to marry your pet?
I forgot that. Please.
You can do that in California already.
No, it was on the news last night, and I just caught the last part of it. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's a Democrat, dude.
Yeah, he's from Boston. I think he's the guy who took Barney Frank's seat.
There's a guy. California already recognized
that. When I heard the story.
I didn't hear that.
He's from Massachusetts, and I believe it's the one who took Barney Frank's seat in Congress.
Well, I'm glad to see him gone.
It's about to like the one that was It was about like the one that's committing adultery with the other one's wife. I mean, his friends went to school with him and kissing on her and broke up 2 families.
No, in California, they already recognize it.
You don't even want to talk about that.
You can't blame a golden retriever for something like that.
So what if they ain't doing the same thing? One man showing his shorts with taking pictures with his shorts on. The other one outside kissing on one of his people that worked for him, but was a friend went to school with him. Broke up 2 families and family values. prosperity. And I said ain't a difference between either one because they
dogs here.
Do wrong.
Listen.
No, we gonna put dogs in.
Come on.
But Jeff.
Oh yeah.
But Jeff, and then you want to purge people off the voter. People got IDs getting purged off the list, and they don't even know they purged. You got to check.
Sis, if you don't vote for a certain part of, if you do not vote for a certain amount, many years. You have to go register again because they're going to purge you off that list.
No.
You'll be can I finish?
Okay.
Did you ever work for the Board of Elections?
Yes.
Okay, well, I did too. And they purged the list, and they do it for a good reason. Because
you
got
two. And they also send you a card every time. They send you a card once a year. When it's time, they'll let you know that you're still on the list.
Well, if you're on the list, you're gonna get nothing till you get till they tell you where to go vote at.
Mm-hmm.
They send that out to where they tell you, well, you know, your precinct is F and it's gonna be here, there, or the other place. And they try to do a good job on getting that, but that's not 100%. The
well,
thing is,
I mean,
you,
oh, I'm sorry.
No,
people,
no.
What I don't understand
die,
is why
the
can't
last
they just
thing
let people
the
vote
to notify the voting registrar
and stop putting them in districts. And being put in districts where you was in one district one year, the next year you in somebody else's district. And
that's
the cost
of redistricting. People move.
Well,
yeah, that's
some people
up to you.
Population.
That's up to you, the voter, to
listen. According to the Constitution, a representative is supposed to represent X number of its constituents, and they try to divide that up even.
Well, that might be, but the thing is we have what's called a representative republic, and because we have that. You have to have districts. And when you have districts, you have to know who's in that district and what are the boundaries of that district. And so that's why you have them moving you from time to time because every 10 years, I think it is, they have
every
to
census.
Every census, they have to redistrict.
They have to balance out the fairness of it.
You
can't have one congressman that represents 2 million people and one who represents 8.
Shouldn't you have a voting booth in every district and not have to ride an hour to go vote?
Say that again?
Shouldn't you have a voting booth in every district? Not have to go an hour to go and vote. But where you've been voting, why can't you vote there? What did it
once again, nobody's listening to what I'm telling you. You have to understand that the reason why they change the voting places is one time, sometimes because of redistricting, but then another time it's because of you having to find a place where they can put a machine. And I don't know where any place is. I don't know where any place is. You got to travel an hour to go vote.
Well, some places they put them in the schools.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They put them in the schools if they can. But the thing is that's not a good option if you ask me because you don't know who's coming in there to vote and you might have Chester the Molester coming in there to vote. Looking at the little kids looking to see who we can take advantage of. So I don't like the idea myself of it being in a school.
Well then if they put you in a district and you got to go 2 hours to vote, would you be upset? When you could just go around the corner and walk there to vote, and then you wake up and
you had to go 2 hours to vote.
Yes,
I
never heard of
that.
No,
specifically, who did that happen to?
No
one.
What
did it happen
specific.
Where people had to go hours and then got to go?
Crazy
why statement. Can the people?
Well, they moved my polling place to the
on
side of the moon. Wouldn't you be upset if they moved it to the moon like they did for me? You're not saying anything. You're just throwing out rhetoric.
It took me almost 7 hours to vote in 2008. Thank you very much.
Why?
You had to drive 7 hours or the line was long
because
there was
seven
good participation?
7 hours because of the location they had it in, and they didn't have enough voting machines. It was a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion. I don't know why but the fact that...
Okay, well, I'm trying to tell you. Well, hold it.
No.
I'm trying to... I only got 2 minutes. I'm trying to tell you why, Diva. It isn't because they want you to not vote. The last time that you voted, there, only so many people came out to vote. They did not expect the surge that they got in at that time 2 years ago or whatever years ago it was that you waited 7 hours. I would have never waited 7 hours to vote.
Hey, Diva,
that's
why didn't you fill out the absentee ballot that was mailed to your house?
There was a record number of voting in 2004 here in Columbus.
It was a record. Mm-hmm. My sister was living here, and she said it took her a long time to vote. Secondly, they knew coming to primary, the voter turnout was high because here in Franklin County, the voter turnout was high then. So why didn't they prepare for 2008? I'm not saying they were trying to stop us to vote. What I'm saying is it does discourage the vote, and it's not right.
Well, let me say it like this. Let me say it like this, Dee. And we're getting ready to go to break, so, Trace, you're going to have to wait. That the Board of Elections is made up of Republicans and Democrats, and they have to vote on the changing of any rules, and they have to agree on the changing of any rules. So therefore,
Republicans have one seat more than Democrats here in Franklin.
It depends on who's the governor. And whoever's governor, I'm going to interrupt this. Go ahead, Trace. Hold on.
There's two Republicans. There's two Democrats. It is balanced all the way down the right. There's no one more than the other one. In Franklin County, there's two Republicans. There's two Democrats. If there is a tie, it goes to the Secretary of State's office.
Okay, you're right.
That's what it was.
We had a Republican Secretary of State.
Wait a minute. In 2008, your actual Secretary of State was Jennifer Bruner. She was a Democrat.
Thank you.
No, I'm talking about when all the changes started coming.
All the changes started in 2000.
Now they're making changes to
Jennifer Bruner started changing things from what Ken Blackwell had it, because she thought she was smarter and that she had to do that.
Because
and that's
Ken
what
Blackwell
she did.
Was the one messed it up.
No, he did not mess it up.
No, he didn't.
Ken Blackwell, because he could have been governor of the state. They used him.
No, sweetheart, they didn't use him. He did what the law required of him. Now, you cannot fault a man for following the law. But let me say this. Jennifer Bruner changed things. She was a Democrat. The voting machines, all that kind of stuff, there was Jennifer Bruner. There was a lot of transition going again from paper ballots to digital ballots and voting machines. Now you have voted because she wanted to have a paper trail. And so you had to wait for a printout to come. And so everyone had to go to vote and then wait for something to print before they actually executed their vote. If you remember, they were add-ons because they were not made for the machines that we had. And the system was not prepared for the influx of people that came out with a new machine that we were not prepared for.
Well, you know, there has been techniques of what's been known as called vote dilution. And those are cracking, stacking, packing, and crackling. And they have been used in the past. They are illegal. That's when you have somebody this is
your home. Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road,
we offer
many services to our
customers. We're going to have to take a quick break here right
quick
now.
So, I got my ID.
Got your ID. We're going to finish this, and we're going to be right back.
Radio is exciting, and you can be part of it.
I don't have a problem with ID. What I have a problem with is, If I live in Washington, but I am going to the Ohio State University here in Columbus, Ohio, and I want to exercise my right to vote, how is it they're going to be able to stop me because they're saying I don't have proper state ID? My state ID is from Wyoming. So what, I got to fly back to Wyoming to vote?
No, you got to get ID from the state you want to vote in.
Absolutely. You're not saying that's not happening in Ohio. You're supposed to vote in the residence in which you live, because every precinct has its own different laws and different things that go on the ballot. So it's kind of hard for you to vote for your congressman while you're in Wyoming if you live in Ohio, or vice versa.
You also have absentee votes, and if you're not even in the state or the country at all, and you got absentee votes where you can vote, and those are thrown away, some of them.
I attend The Ohio State University. That's the only ID that says that I live or go to school here in Ohio. My state ID is still currently Wyoming because it doesn't expire for another 3 to 4 years. So
David, you're supposed to get the law.
All the things that were going on with the voting, Ken Blackwell got blamed for telling people that they had to use the proper a voting card machines that were mail-in voters, because the United States Post Office told him the people are making copies on the wrong type of paper, and that's jamming up our machines. Require them to make, you know, use the regular cards, because those cards were made for mailing and going through our sorters. He got all types of hell about that. And so, once again, he did not do anything wrong. Not at all. Not at all. But he took the brunt of everything for it because people thought that he did something he wasn't supposed to do, which was a lie.
Hold but you on. Know what?
Time.
There we go.
What
the local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national,
that's why
and global
vote
issues.
Machines ain't right.
Let's
you can't
get back
the
to Tracy and Friends on
that's
News
right.
Talk 600
right.
WSOM.
Right
America's
one
best talk. This is News Talk 600.
We're back again. Trace
what?
Is going crazy on me over here at the last 10 minutes of the show. It's your fault because you called in. But you're back up. Trace, go ahead and finish what you got. We're going to bring up a couple more callers.
I'm just saying, when you look at the voting process in the state of Ohio, it is very, very, very secure. The question is, we don't appreciate and we don't allow people to politicize it, and it should not be politicized. It has a lot of integrity that goes with it. And we need to stop allowing this political rhetoric and misinformation that comes from our media so that we cause it to be something that's going to sway people left and or right. People need to know the truth about it. It is very, very balanced, Democrat versus Republican, and if you don't like it, then you need to get in there and you need to talk to your political party about what's going on, because before it goes anywhere, they actually initiate it.
724, you're in there.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Larry?
Nothing. I was calling in, actually, while Tracy was answering that. The elections here in Ohio, and I thought I could speak for is Ohio, because that's where I live. It, like Tracy said, there's two Republicans, two Democrats, very secure, and Tracy is dead on spot that, you know, people buy into what they want. They want to believe that Republicans are stealing elections, which couldn't
but
be further from the truth.
But who breaks the tie?
Pardon?
Who breaks the tie? Now that it's four
Secretary
people.
Of State,
who breaks the
Secretary of State breaks the tie.
And what is he? A
right now he's a Republican, but in 2008, she was a Democrat.
And he was a she. Her name was Jennifer Bruner. So, again, you have another question?
I muted her because she's fighting instead of discussing, and I don't need that.
I mean, the biggest problem with all of this concern about elections is that the fact is there are only two things that keep people from shooting each other over politics. One is having a faith in the election system, and the other is a totalitarian government. So if we keep screwing with this, with our trust of the election system, we're going to have either people shooting at each other over politics, or we're going to have a totalitarian government.
Precisely.
And you're right, Steve, because what we're doing is we keep on politicizing our democracy when it should not be political. And that's where we're failing, because it's hurting everything that goes on. And people lose faith in the system, and then they jump out of it. And we get bad people in there who are governing. People have to be involved in it.
So what makes people lose faith in the system? Standing in line for 7 hours, 3 or 4 hours?
Lies. No, lies that are told.
When you go on one side of town and everybody voting and going home?
No.
So
you
think I'm lying about
standing in line
for 7 hours, Jeff?
No, what I'm saying is the reason you were told that you were standing in line for 7 hours. I don't know why you were standing
in line for 7 hours. I had a watch on the clock the time.
Diva,
I said, be quiet.
Diva,
let's not say that.
Diva, there was no reason for anybody to stand in line in the state of Ohio for 7 hours because you were mailed an absentee ballot to your house.
Exactly.
You didn't
I'm
have
not
to go
going
to the
to
polls
do an
at
absentee.
All.
I'm not going to do an absentee ballot because I have a thing where I feel like if I mail it in, it's not going to get there. I don't know for sure if it's counted since it's been registered, so I prefer to go to
then
the
guess
polls.
What?
Then stand in line.
Then stand in line and those people.
Because, I mean,
no,
the same,
you know what?
In
I
the same
right
year, normally,
argue,
but now wait a minute,
I have
Diva.
The right to argue that that I shouldn't have to stand in line for 7 hours to vote.
Diva, that's why you don't want to do a absentee ballot, because you ain't got nobody to argue with.
Right. You ain't got an option, Diva. That's the point. You have an option.
Jeff, this most recent election, in national election, 2012, I went to the election board and voted there because I didn't want to do absentee. I was actually a poll watcher that week, so I didn't want to do that. But so Diva's thing doesn't make any sense, especially when these people are volunteers that are coming in. If you have a problem standing seven hours in line, it's like going to a Buckeyes game. Kickoff at noon, you don't go to the game at 11:30. You know you're going to be stuck in traffic. So you knew that the election was going to be it was going to be busy. You chose to sit there for 7 hours.
Let's turn the clock back. Everybody's complaining.
I went to go vote towards the end of the cycle because everybody was complaining about the lines in the beginning. So I figured it was going to taper off. I went at 12 o'clock in the afternoon because they were saying long lines were earlier in the morning. I went at 12 afternoon. I didn't get up the stairs to vote until almost 7 o'clock.
Why
do
the Democrats always
want to
make your voting so difficult?
I mean,
why is it
we
so
can go back.
Democrats only? I don't get it.
We can go back to the way it was 10 or 15.
Voting.
But we can go back to the way it was 10 or 15 years ago, where you showed up on election day to vote, and if you wanted to do an absentee ballot, you had to prove to your local board of election why you couldn't vote on election day. I mean, when I was on active duty, that's what we had to do. I had to go to the board of elections and prove to them that I wasn't going to be in town and why I wasn't going to be in town. You want
to
go back to that?
It's easier to vote on voting day than it is in Columbus, Ohio. You can't.
Diva,
why don't you vote Republican? It only seems to be hard to vote Democrat. Why don't you vote Republican and make it easier on yourself?
Well, it ain't that many voters probably where you at.
Diva, listen.
I voted at 7 o'clock. The polls opened at 7 o'clock. I was there at 7. By 7:05, I was gone.
Listen,
in Jefferson Township, it doesn't take that long to vote.
Whatever happened, Diva,
right,
whatever happened to cause you to have been put in line, I don't know anybody that would stand in line those 7 freaking hours, and I never heard of that happening in Ohio, period. I heard Florida for a particular reason because they ran out of ballots. But the thing
I
is,
suggest you look up the Columbus Dispatch.
I will look it up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It was an anomaly.
Was with me stood
Diva.
There.
Diva.
Right.
You know what?
It was
Jim.
An anomaly.
It's going to always be a situation to make it hard for Democrats.
Because they have to. Because the only way they can get people out to vote for what they want is to tell them that somebody's trying to take something from them. That's the only way, because they don't have any good ideas.
It's a crisis-driven
ideology.
That's the reason why I got out there and vote. I'm going to vote regardless. That's not the reason. I never had that problem.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You know what, Jeff? Things must really be getting rough for white males. She got a white boyfriend, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you think that would entitle her to stand in the short line, you know? That would entitle her. You know, there is that white supremacy.
Wow.
You think she can cash in on some of that?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, I've laughed today. If I haven't laughed in a long time, today I laughed because
this
is crazy.
The Democratic line that was 7 hours long. The Republican line was express. 6 votes or less, and you're right in and out.
Yeah, that's a lot more Republican. It's easier. Like, it's easier that way.
That's how they get you to switch.
You know what's so crazy about this? Because at every polling location, you have Republicans and Democrats working.
Yep. Yeah.
So therefore, you have an issue with your own people that were there doing whatever they did. Now, I don't know what the cause was to have the line hold up 7 hours. Okay? That seems very exorbitant to me. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying that was just exorbitant. That's a long time. But
it was just people wanted Jeff, I think what people wanted to have, they had the right to vote, because I always had the right to vote.
Nobody stopped them from voting either.
And you still
nobody
got people putting obstacles in the way. Well, I would like to see the system go is that anybody can go in anywhere.
Sis,
they got the proper ID and they got their voter registration card, that they can go anywhere and vote. Don't have no certain place
sis,
to vote.
No,
and
you got no. You can't do that because of this.
Right.
You
so
could.
Why
not,
would it?
How would you vote for your city councilman?
Not only that, for one thing, they've documented 46,000 people. Documented people that are registered to vote in both Florida and New York State.
There you go. And not,
I
the
find
last
it
time
that people would laugh at a biggest joke about an interracial relationship. I'm sorry, I just find that highly, highly offensive.
No, because you talk
no,
so much noise.
No,
understand it, David. All right, I gotta stop you from talking. You don't understand what we're laughing at. We're laughing at you talking all this noise about voter suppression and all this BS, and then you turn around and you got a white boyfriend. Do you understand? Lawson Space,
no, the fact that
it does not compute. When Will Robinson, it does not compute.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Threatening anybody's right to vote, man. That's what it comes down to.
You never heard me say blame white people for voter suppression. You never even really hear
no,
me
you blame Republicans
on the radio who
are white racists.
You know the drill. All white racists, and you saw what your boy put on my site with the GOP. How do you explain the GOP on this one when it came to the bathrooms, and it wasn't the GOP's fault, or the GOP didn't have a doggone thing to do with it? So I can't stand the stupidity.
Why are we having a conversation about bathrooms and polling places? I mean, why are we having a
conversation? What does that have to do with me and my interracial? My interracial relationship, and the fact that Pianki constantly making bigger remarks about my interracial relationship.
I mean,
you got to think of money.
That's another day, another time. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about voting.
I mean, what's next? Daycare at the poll centers now because people wouldn't.
Daycare!
Mothers had to have some. Oh, yeah. I mean, what's next?
That's it, Eric. That was excellent point.
Power.
Excellent, excellent point. No, the Democrats are afraid of losing power because they have no ideas, and they're running the country into bankruptcy. That's why you're going to hear this stupid argument about voter suppression. They're going to put police cars out there so that it'll stop people from wanting to go down. You can put a doggone howitzer out there. I'm not going to stop from going to vote.
And
I'll say hi to the crew.
Gay marriage and abortion. Nowhere did President Obama say he's going to take your guns or do away with the Second Amendment, but that was their fault.
Yeah, we
did.
Are we going to have gay?
Go ahead, Eric.
I mean, what's next? You're going to have gay voting centers now too? Transgender voting centers?
Yeah, you got to.
I mean, what's the next?
Pianki put this in the chat room. It was California allows first ever state recognized human animal marriage. And I read the article, and this guy's got a full blown marriage, and he's talking about going to Montana where bestiality is legal for the honeymoon. He married his dog.
Oh my God.
Oh my word. Oh man. Puppy love.
This is a big payback.
Now, see, this opens up another huge Pandora's box of discussion. We have to now draw the applicational, not the moral, but the applicational distinction between human-animal marriage and baby mama drama in the ghetto. I mean, there's just got to be a very interesting...
If you marry to a cow, your cow can vote.
Well, not only that, the dog's going to get your Social Security now when you die.
Yeah.
Contracts.
We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same bat station.
This is Tracy and Friends.
Holy fuck. Well, now that you can marry
baby mama
your
drama
dog.
In the ghetto, we just saw the baby mama drama in the ghetto with the congressman kissing on one of his friend's wives that broke up two families, whoever that was, that little smart remark.
Now that you,
what
can
you
marry your
that?
Dog, is it okay if you refer to your woman as a
dog?
Is
it like the lady that dressed up her dog with all that money and whoever was supposed to take care of him going to take care of that dog?
It has nothing to do with it.
That they have the right to do it. It's their business, not mine. I ain't in nobody else's business to see how they live their life.
Oh, so
but
no
I have
people
to say,
it's
even
no
if you're
deal
in, if you're
you.
in a relationship,
we're doomed.
Good for
we're
you.
Doomed,
I don't
man.
Know why they're having problems, because at least you are dating
America's
a man. And they have a problem with men dating men. And that's
America's
their problem.
Doomed.
And they're going to say, thank you, Diva, you're dating a man, since they got a problem with it. Haven't seen about all these biracial children walking around here now? Just because the president.
I don't care.
And a whole
I
lot
go.
Of
y'all have a nice day.
So
America's doomed.
That's right. You have one.
We're marrying animals now.
And you go out and look at Carvel and Mary Madeline. They married together. And they Democrat and Republican together. And I don't know why y'all always
that's
fighting about y'all party. That's why I get confused. But when it comes to the voting, everybody should have the right to vote. But somebody got to put an obstacle in their way so they can keep putting them people up here in Congress that have been there for 50 years. That's why you get the voting booths and everything mixed up and messed up.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
not,
what the problem
not,
is.
The
trying to get rid of the problem
the
as a Republican helps get rid of
it.
Trying
to
create
the
problem.
Responsibility to make sure you vote, though. It's your responsibility.
What?
If you don't get out there,
right,
it's
your responsibility.
Exactly.
It's
your
not, it's not other people's responsibility to try to stop you either and get you frustrated where you don't
nobody's
go and vote. And don't be bothered with the process at all.
How come you're frustrated before you go vote?
You got to go stand in a line.
Like
you
I'm saying,
it's
all
you need
it's
to
all
stand
you
in
what?
The line, but
you
can go down town
go
on the
stand,
other side.
You go stand in the line
you
and get
go,
a Big Mac.
You can go 25 miles down the road, and everybody done finished voting and gone home because they had enough machines.
But like I said, it's only Democrats that have problems.
It's
only hard to vote if you're a Democrat.
What you say? I'm not a Democrat or
a Republican.
That's why I don't understand what you're talking about. Because just like Ronald Reagan was a Democrat at one time, like y'all always
not
know, Martin Luther King used to be a Republican.
Has
so was Ronald Reagan
on
a Democrat
it.
At one time, and he was president.
Everybody smartens up at some point.
See it right. That's what you get confused at.
Yeah, if there was passing
so
out
Ronald Reagan
free
was a,
iPhones,
was a Democrat,
I bet you nobody complained about a seven-hour line.
Can you ask me a question? My question? What was Ronald Reagan doing at the time he was a Democrat?
Well, everybody smartens up at some point.
What? Oh, so you got if you're a Democrat, you're dumb, and you got smart up.
I didn't say that you did.
And ain't nothing they showing me that they doing but a whole bunch of nonsense because they can never give you an answer. There's nothing that.
Well, let me ask you a question.
When it comes to what's ailing this country.
If Democrats are not dumb, why come when they show up at the polls, somebody got to give them a long ballot sheet and they are instructed to vote
because the Republicans
brown
do,
all the
do,
way down?
They both do it. The insurance companies do it. You can they give you a loan with it already, the ballot already checked off, Pionke. That's what
insurance companies.
Yeah, the,
what
they,
insurance
they,
company?
They send it through,
you go vote for the insurance company?
When they
that's why you need picture ID.
When they send you your bill and stuff, they send a little ballot in it, depending on where you are. So you always talk about what the Democrats are doing and never talk about what people don't – you think people don't see what your side is doing, too?
I'm talking about
both
when you go to
the
polls, Marie. I'm not talking about what comes
you
in your
vote,
mail.
You get it before you get to the polls. So you don't have to go to the poll with it because you already got it. Checking off telling you who to go vote for.
As soon as you,
can make
you get to
line.
The polls, you get off the, out of your car, out of your, here they run to you and give you – so
all
you must not
it,
be educated.
All of them do it.
This
but
what
you get confused at, why you vote
white,
for
I don't get to read
for.
My mail, so
why
I don't
put
care
in
what the Democrats
doing that anyway.
Tell me. See, my insurance company doesn't make me vote since I'm blind, can't read the mail anyway. It's a waste
you say?
Of stamp.
That's right. You can read it in Braille, and you can read it that way.
Well, that's
if you do,
I
if you if you know how to do that.
You're assuming
it,
I can
read Braille. And not totally
no,
blind.
When I went to public school, they purposely didn't teach me Braille because they didn't teach it in public
well,
school.
Well, that was
the
your problem,
kids,
not
so
mine.
So they denied me Braille. Well, hold it. I've been disenfranchised since the age of five.
So
see
now that you're
that,
a Republican, why can't you do it? They stopped you from doing it then?
They stopped me back
but
then.
But you didn't
it
have
the Democratic
question.
Mayor running our town. It
was
the Democratic head of the school board, and they would not teach me Braille.
So you're talking about something else. I'm asking you a question.
I'm telling
so
you
Ronald
the way
was a
it
Democrat,
was.
Democrat, what was he doing?
Your question's immaterial. The fact is
you don't
I can't
want to answer.
Braille.
You don't have no answer.
So now I got to pay people to read to me because I wasn't taught how to
no,
read.
No, you don't.
I wasn't
you
taught how to read Braille.
You never stop learning. You never get too old to learn. So you can use that as an excuse, too.
I can use what? No,
go
you,
to class.
You reach a point in life, maybe,
you
don't
you
have
never
the sensitivity
you
in your fingers
to
read Braille. Braille's a skill.
If
you don't learn it early, you can't learn it later in life.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, really. I think I know more
blind
people.
You
going to
argue with a man
that's
legally blind about Braille? I can't believe
yeah,
you,
I know
man.
A lady that
I really can't believe you.
She didn't have no Braille either, but she could still. She
knows more about being
blind
than you do,
blind,
Mike,
legally
okay?
blind.
Who?
You use that as a crutch. She ran a store. She could count money and everything else.
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
A lady that I know that I'm related to.
She knows more about being blind than you do,
to say why I didn't get this. And she went to public school, too.
Yeah,
she knows more about being blind than you do.
Yeah, I know. She's an expert.
She does know more about being blind than I do, because I'm not blind, and she was. And I saw the thing that she was doing. She didn't read no
blind man, okay?
And she
could
count just as good as one that could see. So
May,
I don't know what he's talking about. Use that for something
May,
else and think that somebody's going
to
test somebody crazy because I'm not. You don't have no answer for nothing and you want
to
change the conversation. That's what y'all always do.
See, May,
give
I
people answers and stop complaining.
I spent my energy learning how to employ people, provide jobs.
I employ people, too, but what did they got to do? That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
You
know what they
tell the truth? You not being blind is actually a curse. You should be deaf and dumb.
Yeah, I should have been Helen Keller, born to a rich family.
No,
Keller
she could. She should have
no
been.
Rich family.
I wish
you
she
use
would,
that as an excuse. You got people employed, but you can't go. You can't even go back to school to learn how to read Braille.
I don't have time
it's
to go
problem.
Back to school. Hey, May, the school is 100 miles away. You're bitching about
so,
a polling
like
place 6 miles
to go,
down the
like
road.
To go back
how am I supposed to attend classes and pay
that's
for a driver to go to school 100 miles away?
That's a lame lie.
You're assuming that. See, this is your prejudice. All blind people are supposed to go
to
liberal arts, but they're all supposed to
I'm
become English teachers
I just told you about a lady that
right?
went to school to do anything
well, the blind
to
people
money.
That wanted to, hey, May, I
you
went to college, hon. My major was theoretical nuclear
you're
physics
Republican.
And mathematics.
You
just
are
like
a
Bianchi.
Republican,
I understand
and it don't
what
make you no different than nobody else. You
well,
don't
yes,
have
I
no
am
answers.
Different than everybody else. I'm me,
you.
You. That makes me different. It pleases me. That pleases me to know
you
that you're you and I'm me.
I know plenty of blind people.
Yeah.
And one thing, Mike, I got to say, I don't hear you complaining about voter suppression. I can give you that much, you know?
No, I my life is so blessed.
Because
I,
of the pressure, because people
the fact
make it
that I don't
way.
Know Braille.
And
that's why I'm not sympathetic when people
up.
Say they can't read, they can't get a voter ID, they can't do this, they can't do that.
That's what
well,
you
give
said.
Me
that's
a,
why
a
I
short
you
list of what you can do, and we might find a place for you in our society.
I'm still asking you the question.
How do you get your ID to get in the club? How do you get your ID to get in the club?
I don't go to clubs. I have my driving license. That's my ID.
Well,
that
is
your
ID. So you can vote.
These other ones you take up for, do.
I don't. What you say?
Where are you going?
The ones you take
ID.
Up for, do?
The one I take up for, I'm not taking up for anybody. The one that y'all complain about.
Well, who,
the one
if
that
you're voting,
about,
who
ask
you,
a question.
Well, who are you
just
talking about
you're a Republican,
then?
Be one, and you don't have to put other people down just because you are one and try to convince people to be because there's
well,
no reason
May.
For because
well, you
ain't
well,
so you
license,
to be.
I'm
going to
sign up in college. You can drive me to
that's
school.
That's why I asked you the question, blind man. What the wrong
May,
do
for you to
Democrat.
Be born not being able to talk would have been a curse for you, but a blessing to us.
It would have been a curse for you to not use your brain. It would have been a blessing
yeah.
for everybody.
Hey, May, you were smoking my own good
thank
sense,
people, everybody smart. Thank you, the smartest
thank
thing
you,
on the block.
You
the dumbest
Bianchi.
Thing God ever put on the planet.
Yeah. I am feeling disabled because I can hear.
Answer, and the blind man, too. What did Ronald Reagan do when he was a Democrat? And nobody's still an answer. Talking about everything
yes.
was smooth. We're talking about Ronald Reagan.
He died of frustration,
focus.
And when he saw the policies
me.
Of the Democratic
the
Party
focus.
Were
what
hurting
he do?
People, that's when he
what
switched.
What did he do when he was a Democrat?
Hey,
I'm
May,
still waiting for
this
answer.
May shock you, but
that's
May,
where it go when
I was
you.
Once a Democrat, May.
Good.
So I learned better. I grew
one.
Up.
Yeah,
you did.
Me too.
At heart.
I used to be a Democrat too, so I realized
I ain't never been
either
one. No plan on being either one. But I'm not looking for nobody to lead me to tell me what I need to vote for or who I need to vote for. I want equal machines in every place. I want people to have to go an hour to have to go vote.
Well, do you know how big that machine would be? If you could
don't
go vote
that
anywhere, you'd have
no
to have every single candidate in the country on that machine so you could look down 8,000 people and, oh, there's the mayor of my town. Let me click over there. The voting lines would slow down. You'd take you 39
days to
get your vote
cast. They're keeping it that way.
The reason why you have to
let
go to
a
specific
place to vote
for your candidate,
because you were one of
those
and now you're
a
Republican.
In your district.
It's still the same cut.
May, you are so ignorant that you are beyond humanity.
And all this crazy mess, go somewhere with it and get into reality because you're using the government and I always tell my government is too big and you use it every day.
I'm using the government every day.
You use it part something from the government every day.
Yeah, well, you're using the
you and him are taking
the
from the rich and giving
right
to the poor.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rich is the reason why the people in this situation ain't in. But you still are answering my question. Why was Ronald Reagan a
I
Democrat?
Don't know. I never knew the man. Go ahead, man. You know, you're asking me, hey, man, why did
he
you do what the hell you did 20 years ago? Ask
he
me that one. Because that I can both
yeah.
those answers.
He
and
was
I know a little bit about you.
He was
I'm sorry,
president.
Man. I can't ask him. I can't ask him considering he's dead. You know, I mean, stop asking
yeah,
him.
Martin Luther King is dead,
and
too.
He's going down
Martin
in history
King
a lot greater than
too.
You are, baby.
Martin Luther King is dead, too, and y'all always said Martin Luther King was a Republican.
Well, now ask me
why
Martin did some of what he did.
It.
Martin was a Republican. That I can answer for you.
You explain it to me. That's what I'm asking you. Since you're a Republican, give me
Ronald
Mary
Reagan.
Maryland and Mary Mellon
Ronald
and her
Reagan was
together.
A
they Democrat and Republicans, and they get along together.
Ronald
so
Reagan.
Why can't y'all?
Ronald Reagan was a Democrat because he used to be president of the Actors Guild.
That's
and
right.
they
yeah.
are typically
right.
Democrats.
What does, that got to do? What does that got to do with anything?
Because
you don't
kiss the
Actors
Guild
is
typically
and
Democrat.
Session, and you got Sessions, I've been a Democrat, and he's been a Republican. Still
well, you
asked
why.
So
did
why
you not ask why?
Man, you got your question answered. Now your life can proceed.
Did you get it?
You got your question. Is that the question you asked?
Still the same people
with
two different parties, been in both parties. So if you've been in both parties,
is that the question you asked?
But you still have
ask another question.
I did. You don't have no answer.
Well, I got more respect for somebody who's been in both parties than who's only been in one and is in lockstep with the Gestapo of that party.
Now you're in lockstep with
people who can make change.
You're in lockstep with ignorance because if they've been Democrats and been Republicans, and they still that way, and you sitting here arguing over the stupid party.
I respect
Diva. You're going to be arguing on how do you get
hell,
together.
You live in a state where you live in a state where Republicans was once Democrats. Why don't you
so,
ask the Republicans that
about,
you vote, the Democrats that you
about,
voted for?
I'm talking about both parties. Y'all don't even have the light bulb to see that they work together. That's what I'm saying.
That wasn't your question. Your question was about Ronald Reagan.
I thought
still ain't
told
me why Ronald Reagan was what he did when he was a Democrat.
Well,
you
found
out
who were bipolar got meds under Obamacare.
Well,
what's
oh,
going
you
wrong
go.
With
again,
that?
Oh, you probably got Obamacare. You're blind. You probably got some kind of care.
Yeah, can't wait for
so
Obamacare premiums to start going
kind of
up.
And then you have to get over the health care thing. Have them know the difference between Obamacare and the health care, and they think it's two different things, which is the same, which don't make no sense.
Yeah, and most of the people they polled on
make
that were Democrats.
Make some sense and then have a conversation.
Most of the
and when
people
you can
they polled were
about all the rhetoric we hear, it's just mute. Nothing. It's about
most
nothing.
Of the people they
not
polled on that question who got it wrong were
blame
Democrats.
Blame. What'd you say?
Most of the people they polled on that question who didn't know
the
health care and Obamacare were Democrats and voted Democratic, voted for this president.
And like what I said, think about it.
I'm afraid to
you
think about
what
you
got two Democrats and a Republican living together as husband and wife.
It is now worrying about
so
the
why
world.
Don't y'all join together as husband and wife and maybe you can accomplish something except all this rhetoric that you hear every day.
Babe, you the one that's doing all the talking. You talking about rhetoric. Have you changed your sentiment?
I've been listening to y'all with the rhetoric all day. All you know about a Democrat and a Republican. How smart the Republicans are. How smart are them? But you've been both.
What do you do? Paper your walls with
pepper?
Have you changed your sentiment stockings?
Pionke, have you been in the grass?
No, I asked you a question. Have you changed your sentiment stockings?
I don't wear stockings, thank you. Now, what else do you need to know? That might be the way you dress your wife.
Let's go up a little higher.
Because people don't wear cinnamon stockings anymore. They got all colors. They got all colors. Even the Republicans wear cinnamon stockings.
You
that's why you don't know the difference with fashion. Now, what else do you have to ask
well,
me?
I
got to
go.
The nude.
I know you got to go.
Let's just get it all out, Bianchi.
Now, you want to see us have another conversation? Like I said, all this rhetoric that you're arguing over stuff, you've benefiting from the system.
Democrats
too much
are
government. The government
famous
is
for
big
asking questions that
people
nobody can answer
that.
Because they're questions about what other
you
people
answer
think.
You
didn't
my question.
I have no
you
idea
thinking,
what other people think,
you're not
Maggie.
Thinking. You're
ask
thinking
me about
else.
What I think
you're
is right or wrong,
else's head.
But don't ask and ask me to support that, but don't ask me what a dead man thinks. Why don't you ask
you,
me what Abraham Lincoln thought or Muhammad
you
Rabi
talk about all,
or
you
Gandhi?
Them all
why don't you ask me about some of those
you celebrate
dead
them
people?
All the time.
You
celebrate
know?
All dead people all the time. That
why did Gandhi leave his tent one day and go left instead of
because
right? I don't know.
Have,
maybe he was
everybody
all
didn't have,
over
everybody didn't
right
have the right to
space.
Vote like you did. Everybody
yeah,
didn't have it at the same
know,
time.
You have
you
no
had.
Idea. You have no
some
idea.
Some people only had it for so many years, and then they still
are
standing in the way of them voting. Democrats and Republicans.
I'm
convinced so don't you come telling me nothing about no
your
right
vocal
to vote.
Cords just so you can keep breathing.
You don't tell me about my vocal cords. You going with your lame whatever you be trying to pull every day because none of them believe nothing you're saying anyway because you be lying half the time.
Yeah, but
you ain't got no proof.
The difference is my lies.
The difference of your lies
by the Encyclopedia Britannica. Your lies are just whatever thoughts go through your
you
head.
You just tell
you
no lie, don't have no answer
the
for the lies
of your own lies,
man. And the mess you try
May,
to
you are a trip,
man.
May you are a trip. You are low on lithium today, baby.
Go find a reason for yourself. Every time you open your mouth, think about the Democrat and the Republican that sleep together that's married. And you tell me what's wrong with that. And why can't you get that same relationship with the same thing you could complain about? Maybe you'll do better with yourself. Because you've been one, you see it. Unless
my
you
wife
got the
used
lie you
to be
just
a
told.
Democrat until she saw how hard I worked as
your
a Republican.
Wife, you going to convince your wife to be what she wanted to be, but you don't,
you don't
her
know
to be
my
the same
wife,
coop that you are.
May, you don't know my wife. My wife
well, you just told me that you
with
used
the
to be a Democrat.
You because
why
you're not
change?
Thought out. You're just nonsense. My life lives in reality
use your
of
brain.
Life and death.
Use your brain,
to
come to reality, and get rid of that unnecessary nonsense that I be hearing coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, well, I have.
And look at Mary Mallon.
You want to talk about
Carvel?
Not that you are.
Carvel and Mary Mallon are doing well together.
You have the level of PhD.
Did you ever
higher, higher and deeper to hear
you
talk?
Names, I don't care. Common names, I don't care. But you listen to what I'm saying. You look at Mary Mallon and Carvel. They're doing well together, Democrat and Republican, Clinton administration, Bush administration, and they did well together. But you got these crazy people on the sideline just screaming and hollering, "Oh, this program ain't gonna work. This program ain't gonna do this." And you're benefiting from the program yourself. And then it's like, "Oh, the rich taking from the rich and giving to the poor." It don't even make